This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama says it's something he's been thinking about.
I've been going through an evolution on this issue.
And now he supports gay marriage. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
And the president says that evolution has now brought him to accept gay marriage. In an interview with Good Morning America's Robin Roberts, he conceded the sensitivity of this issue.
For a lot of people, you know, the word marriage was something that evokes very powerful traditions, religious beliefs.
The move hailed by gay rights groups, which pledged to step up their efforts on his behalf. But conservative groups are outraged.
I think it's going to blow up and backfire and could very well cost the president re-election.
Frank Schubert with the National Organization for Marriage says it will energize conservatives in the more than 30 states that have voted to ban gay marriage. Dave?
Mike, the president's Republican rival Mitt Romney says he's firmly against gay marriage. He campaigns in Nebraska today. The president has big fundraisers in Seattle and Hollywood. That ceasefire in Syria? Ignore it again. Two big deadly explosions ripped through the capital. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, it was morning rush hour when bombs exploded at a busy intersection in Damascus. It's not clear who's behind this, but state media are blaming terrorists for those blasts that's killed more than 40 people and wounded over 170. The explosions ripped apart a section of a known military intelligence building that's thought to be involved in President Assad's crackdown on the uprising there. The head of the UN observer mission has been down at the scene with some of his team. Dave?
Emily, they've found no survivors yet in Indonesia, where a brand new Russian plane crashed into a volcano. So far, rescuers have only found body parts in the wreckage. The Russian jet was on a demonstration flight with 47 people on board, including potential airline buyers. 2.5 months before the Summer Olympics in London, the torch has been lit in a ceremony at the ancient Olympic site in Greece. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is a radio commercial about greed, a lawyer, and an American manufacturer done wrong. The trial lawyer is Ted Cruz. You know Cruz as a politician on TV. But Ted Cruz's TV ads don't tell you about Cruz's work as a trial lawyer, helping a Chinese company get away with stealing blueprints. The Chinese company stole an invention from an American company and then counterfeited its product. The Chinese were found liable in court, a $26 million judgment. But Ted Cruz is using an underhanded legal strategy to stall in court. Meanwhile, the Chinese keep counterfeiting, and Ted Cruz keeps getting paid. Ted Cruz put his personal profit first. American workers pay the price. Now, Ted Cruz wants to go to Washington. He'd fit right in.
Get the facts at RealTedCruz.com.
I'm David Dewhurst, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner, Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyinestatelaw.com.
If you're building, you're remodeling, you ask for expert advice. You'd expect that in floor covering and wall covering and, you know, how to build the addition or the new home all by itself. Well, you know, the folks at Entercon are specialists when it comes to making sure that you have proper windows in your house or remodel. You know, builder's grade windows are not the most energy efficient out there. Folks at Entercon can show you what your options would be so that you can have energy efficient windows so that your, well, utility bills can be under control. If you remember last summer, wasn't that much fun, was it? Those high prices out there, you probably would not like to have that repeated, and they can help you when it comes to that. So give them a call at 823-3639. This is the way that they do things at Intercon. They'll come out to your home, your site. They'll meet with you if you're going to be doing a new build, and they'll give you the options as far as energy-efficient windows is concerned. So make a call that could save you money and pay you benefits for years and years to come. Call the folks at Intercon at 823-3639. Find out about energy-efficient windows from Intercon.
WTAW News Time, 608, 64 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today with a high in the lower 80s, but a significant change in our chances of showers coming up tonight. We'll tell you more about that after the news. Brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with Carol Burnett, Ray Benson, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Texas A&M student who fell asleep may be to blame for a fiery two-vehicle crash near Madisonville Wednesday that killed two people. The accident affected traffic on Highway 21 west of Madisonville for roughly 3 hours. Authorities say the student was eastbound on 21 when they hit an 18-wheeler in the fuel tank. The truck ignited, killing both people inside. The A&M student is expected to recover. It's a first for Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk, a case involving prostitution where arrangements were made online through a College Station-based website.
They had actually met each other on a through a website escort service. He'd gotten a number and contact information and made contact with her, and ultimately she agreed to provide a sexual service for an amount of money. And that's what our deputy interrupted.
The deputy, checking Tuesday night for suspicious activity due to recent burglaries at the Jockey Lot Flea Market, came upon a parked pickup. 37-year-old Paul Bohack of Navasota and 22-year-old Katie Green of Bryan were both arrested. A search firm has been hired, and a committee has been selected to recruit the next athletics director at Texas A&M. Committee co-chairman Jason Cook says the firm selected has conducted searches at more than 45 institutions nationwide and five affiliated with the Southeastern Conference.
What the search firm will do will assist us with the identification of potential candidates, and then they will bring those to the search advisory committee, and we will go continue through the process of vetting potential candidates. And ultimately, we will send one or several finalists to the president for consideration.
Cook says Aide and President Bowen Lofton's first meeting with the committee will be next week. You can read the entire list of committee members online at WTAW.com. Lofton's goal is to have the new AD on campus before the start of the fall semester. For the second time in as many months, the Texas A&M University system has announced a new contract affecting employees' health coverage. Beginning September 1st, the system's health insurance provider is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas, meaning the Scott & White health plan has been dropped. That follows last month's renegotiated contract for prescription drug coverage. Director of Risk Management Kevin McGinnis says they'll also do more to encourage employee wellness.
We will be evaluating ways to not only encourage healthier behavior through things like exercise programs, some screenings, that sort of thing, but also through encouraging people, trying to find ways to get people engaged with their healthcare provider, because individuals who are engaged with their healthcare provider, should they have issues, will identify those much sooner than those that are not.
Combined, system officials say that will generate annual savings of more than $8 million. The system will consolidate health insurance into one plan. Those currently enrolled in the Scott & White health plan will continue to have access to those physicians and services. Those with employee-only coverage with Scott & White will see their costs reduced by 41%, and those on the current A&M care plan will have a 20% decrease in their monthly premiums. Former A&M System Deputy Chancellor Jake Kimbrough is now employed by two other state agencies. The Department of Public Safety announced this week Kimbrough has been reassigned as a special assistant to the new Juvenile Justice Department. Kimbrough will keep his DPS salary and earn another $147,000 annually for the additional work. Kimbrough was fired by the A&M System last September, leading him to brandish a pocket knife. He later said he was frustrated by his abrupt dismissal but wasn't genuinely threatening anyone. And U.S. House Speaker John Boehner says his chamber will work to extend the current tax rates. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the thing to do is make the extensions temporary and use the time wisely.
What I would think would be the appropriate solution is to do a short-term extension for a few months. And then while we're in that time period, let's pass comprehensive tax reform. Let's go through and take the tax code out by its roots, throw it away, and start over with a new simplified tax reform system like we proposed in the House budget that we passed back in a couple of months ago.
Flores says if nothing is done, we're looking at a tax increase of roughly $3.9 trillion over 10 years. It isn't clear how such legislation would fare in the Democrat-controlled Senate. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 64 degrees right now. The news brought to you by MSC Opus. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with a celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40, shine on.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Well, we're certainly not experiencing as much dry weather as we were at this time last year. We've got the forecast today calling for sun to give way to clouds and some showers and thunderstorms to pop up before the day is done. 80 showers and thunderstorms tonight, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they could be heavy tomorrow morning, 75 to 80. Storms are gone tomorrow night, lows near 60. Occasional sun Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggie baseball team has finished up with finals. They will take on San Diego State as Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn brings his team to Olsen Field at Bluebell Park this weekend. We'll talk about that. The Aggie golf team is up at Penn State for the NCAA regionals. We'll talk about the NBA, Major League Baseball, and more coming up in sports.
See, now when does he get to quit being the star on the team? You know what I mean?
Who's that?
Tony Gwynn, you know. I mean, it's his baseball team.
Right.
It's not him anymore, right?
Well, Yeah, but still, when you have a Hall of Famer that, you know, brings the lineup card out, that's hopefully that'll always be a big deal. Well, you know, that's what baseball's Hall of Fame is so tough to get in, so hopefully that'll be a big deal still, you know.
Yep.
Don't you think?
Right. It could well be. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't get many, you know, Hall of Famers that are over there, you know,
coming out there
spitting
doing
on the ground there at Olsen Field. So, you know.
There you go.
I think I spit on the ground, man. Well, brand new stadium.
Well, I know, but hey, he's a Hall of Famer.
Hey, if he spits in the dirt, we could have an auction item next year.
True.
Yeah.
True.
You mean? That'd be a week-long item, buddy boy. That'd be priceless.
Yep. A shovel full of dirt from Olsen Field that we believe Tony Gwynn spat upon.
Yes, something like that. Tony Gwynn's spittle dirt.
There we go. All right.
Keith Emanuel walked into the Wilmer Police Department on Saturday evening.
In Wilmer, Texas?
Yep.
We had this on the news.
Did we? Today?
Yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for listening.
That's okay. Hey.
We'll tell it funnier than you did.
We got listeners with bad short-term memory. I'll bet. Go ahead.
Anyway, he comes in and he's got this white towel covering his hands.
Mm.
Well, Keith, is 18 years old, walks into the lobby, approaches the dispatch window, and tells the officer,
"You are telling it funnier, I can tell right now. Yeah.
Give me all your money?"
Mm-hmm.
Did we have in the news story itself any background as to why he thought that robbing a police station would be a good idea?
His family has since come out and said that he is not mentally stable.
Oh, okay. Well, should we move on to something else that wouldn't be so...
Sure, if you want. I mean, he was arrested quickly. So.
Yeah, he was. Because he said to the officer, "You do know I have a gub."
Mm.
Yeah.
And again... I imagine the officer said, "So do I."
Yeah. Yeah. We've got more than you.
And I may have more bullets than you do.
All right. Well, that's again.
Right. And I won't get arrested if I shoot you. Yeah, right.
Okay. And again, we.
Second.
All right.
We hope that he is medically, mentally unstable as opposed to just not being very smart.
Right.
All right. We'll move on. A company in Japan has a new way for ladies to stay cool this summer. That's right. You ask for it. You got it. Ice bras. Ice bras.
Whoa. Oh, that'll wake you up.
Yeah, that will cool you off.
Yeah.
The Huffington Post reports manufacturer Triumph. I don't know if that's the same people who do the motorcycles.
The insult comic dog.
Or that too. Has unveiled a bra with built-in ice packs. The bra also comes.
Well, you know, this past summer, there's people that could have used that. You know, during the drought and everything when it was so hot.
That's true, man.
Yeah.
From Japan?
Oh,
well, no, here. I mean, if they'd have come here.
Just say it.
Yeah.
The bra also comes with...
I'm trying to localize the story, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, it would not seem to me that in Japan that market would be clearly visible.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay. Now you've taken it to another level. Wow.
The bra comes with a miniature fan to further aid in the cooling process.
Oh, that'll do it, yeah.
And it says here, and for some reason the bra's design looked like a fish tank. I don't know. The company says
Japanese.
Really? No, that's kind of cute. You got yourself a little... You know, a few koi floating around in there, that's good.
Yeah, but if it gets too cold for them, I mean, what's that all about?
Well, you know, koi are tough. Just ask me.
The company says they
kill a whole bunch of them.
The company says they came up with the idea to conserve energy during the, it says here, the hot Japanese summers.
Yeah.
So, again.
There you go.
They saw a market. It's going to be a good day. That's as far as
I know. This hole is too deep already.
Yeah. Info.
Mason.
Perfect situation.
A fish tank, huh?
Yeah.
Do you
feed those fish every day?
Now, there's a pickup line.
Can I feed your fish?
Can I feed your fish?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Make your dollar go further at Denny's in Bryan with the Grand Slam, only $2.99 with purchase of a beverage. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, only $2.99. Denny's $5 classic burger with unlimited fries with purchase of a beverage from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's in Bryan, Grand Slam all day every day for $2.99. And the $5 classic burger from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Some restrictions apply. Denny's in Bryan, north on Highway 6 at FM 2818 next to the big gas truck stop. Find Bud and Bud Light in the 24-pack for only $16.99.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. Speaking of voting, be sure to see their Headed to the White House exhibit and learn about the history of presidential elections and campaigning. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/whitehouse. Vote Bush Library in 2012.
Hey, good morning. It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is. It's May the 10th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Sports announcer and former New York Giant kicker Pat Summerall turns 82.
From the University of Arkansas. Is that
there
correct?
You go. Yeah, yeah, indeed, mm-hmm. indeed. 82 years so, old today.
Does that mean he may shuffle into a football game one of these days? I mean,
oh, he could, you know. Probably, maybe. He probably has a free seat in the press box mm-hmm. at his alma mater, don't you think? Gary Owen, the announcer from Laughlin, still hanging around.
He's, oh, beautiful downtown Burbank.
There you go. That's He's 76 years old today. Singer Donovan turns 66 years old today. Mm-hmm. And Paul Hewson is 52.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm
the
not.
Paul Hewson?
Wow. Paul Hewson is 52. His middle name is Bono. Wow. And that's what he goes by.
Yeah.
The U2 guy, Bono, is 52 years old. See how I tease that?
That's true. Good? Mm. Yeah. He wants to make the world a better place so he can live longer because he's worth about, I don't know, $600-700 million.
Probably so,
yeah,
something like
he's
that.
He's doing well.
Yeah. Rapper Young MC turns 45 years old
Not
today.
So young anymore.
No, yeah. huh? Yeah. No, middle-aged MC is yeah. what he is now. Actor Kenan Thompson, he's on Saturday Night Live. He's a pretty funny guy. He's 34 years old today.
He does a good Bill Cosby.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He's a good impressionist. He does a lot of good stuff. And Phil and Steve Marr, they're the twins who became Olympic alpine skier champions.
Your favorite, Scott.
Yeah. Who'd have thought? I didn't
that's
know.
That's right. They're 55 years old today, and I guess that's all I got.
Oh, no. Linda Evangelista.
Oh, model girl.
Be 47 years old. Dave Mason, song called We Just Disagree, if you remember that, 66. Mm-hmm. Who's Jay Ferguson? Do we know who he is?
I'll pretend like I know.
All right. That's right. Chris, back. Berman is 57 today.
Really?
Tell me somebody just needs to go away.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's because he's a pill. I mean.
Well, then he's almost become a caricature of himself. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Somebody was talking about how bad he was on the NFL draft, a guy that pretends he knows something about college football.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, when he doesn't even cover college football.
Sure. So. And today is Homer Simpson's fictional birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's still 39.
No, well, 57 it says.
Crap.
And he hasn't changed. I mean, if you think about it, he looks good for his age now.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But, you know, when we first saw him,
yeah, that's right.
Thought he needed to tone up a little bit. You know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
And you know, of course, he couldn't do anything about his hair loss.
No!
But, nonetheless, so he'll have a beer today, I'm sure, in honor of all that. All right, it's 6:23.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
They're going to try and do to Romney, even though they said he was the more moderate candidate during the primary. What they did for Ronald Reagan. They're going to try and portray him as an extremist. They're going to try and use class warfare. They're going to try and say, Grandma, Grandpa, you're dead if Romney's elected. And some Democratic sympathizers have basically said that he doesn't like women and that he doesn't care for the poor and that he's out of touch. It's the same old campaign strategy book that they've been using for years. And they're going to say in the end that it's about the Electoral College, and they're analyzing the Electoral College, and they actually think that Romney only has a paper-thin margin of error to get to 270.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, business can take you anywhere, which is why Regis offers a virtual office solution worldwide for a fraction of the cost of a traditional office. Now, Chicago, Dubai, or maybe just around the corner. Now, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets or you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need, a professional business image with your clients. Now, you'll get a prestigious business address to call your own. You get an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering and the use of meeting rooms and a private office. Now, that's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one. Now, call our friends at egregious, which is the new way to work. Now it's time to switch to the most cost-effective office solution that you can get. Now my staff, we use Regis. You need to as well. Contact Regis today. Mention my name. You get 2 months free. That's regus.com/Hannity. That's Regis, R-E-G-U-S, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES for Regis.
If our healthcare system is flatlining, maybe it's time to call in a doctor. And Republican Charles Schwertner, candidate for state senate, happens to be a physician and owner of a local medical clinic. As your next state senator, he'll fight against Obamacare and work hard to protect patient rights from big government intrusion. As a conservative state representative, Dr. Schwertner helped write and pass a balanced state budget without raising taxes. He co-authored Texas' new voter ID law and helped restore local control to our public schools. Dr. Schwertner is endorsed by retiring state senator Steve Ogden, who said his expertise in health care will prove invaluable. Dr. Charles Schwertner, Republican for state senate. Proven conservative leadership, exceptional health care expertise.
Local ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Your house may be worth more. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Depending on where you live, the value of your home may be going back up. A National Association of Realtors report says prices of existing single-family homes rose at the beginning of the year in about half of the markets tracked by the NAR because there are fewer houses on the market. Some big banks owned by the Chinese government will set up shop in the United States. The Federal Reserve will allow three state-backed Chinese banks to expand here in one of the biggest deals approved by the Fed. Industrial and Commercial Bank of China will buy a controlling stake in Hong Kong's Bank of East Asia, which has branches in New York and California. A majority of the people surveyed by American Express say they plan to take a vacation this summer. Most will stay in the United States, though international travel is also expected to increase. Stock market futures are narrowly mixed this hour. The Dow Jones Industrials have lost ground for six straight sessions. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by a sure guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on a sure guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor. Or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. 30% chance of some showers today. 82 will be our high temperature. Tonight, 80% chance of showers. 80% and 64 will be our low. Then a 60% chance of showers during the day on Friday and 50% on Friday night. Still on Saturday at 40% chance. So we've got some moisture possibly moving in here. Right now the humidity is 81%. Winds are calm. Partly cloudy skies and it's 65.
Ever take on a new project, but somehow it just never seems to get done? It's pretty common and there's a way to fix it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain.
Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication.
It's time to fire the phone guy.
Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation.
That's Cudatel.com.
Whether at work or in your personal life, it's common to take on a new project, but never quite get around to it.
The problem is that typically when there is that new thing to do, there's seven or eight other new things as well, competing for its attention.
Chris McChesney, co-author of the book, The Four Disciplines of Execution.
And what we found is that people really have a hard time saying, okay, there's everything I'm doing to just maintain my life, and that's not going to go away. So if I am going to do something new, let's just do one thing. Let's not try and do seven new things right now. And the second part of that first rule is to also put it in the form of a finish line and say, what's the exact achievement and by when?
As simplistic as it sounds, you will more likely get projects completed if you create a visual scoreboard.
You've got to have some visual manifestation. And this just sort of works for people. Regardless of whether it's an individual goal or whether it's an organizational goal, can I instantly look at some physical scoreboard and tell, am I winning or am I losing?
And accountability to someone else will almost always make it more likely a project will get done.
Because what we do with ourselves, we always tell ourselves we can do it. But what we end up doing personally is we cut ourselves a little bit of slack. Well, I'll get to that. I'll do that. Whereas if you've got accountability to somebody else, you got to do it.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Some folks root for the home team. Some folks root for a winner. Isn't it great when the home team is a winner? Like the Aggies and Prosperity Bank. Prosperity is Texas-based and Texas-strong. Prosperity bankers are real bankers that appreciate good business values and a winning spirit. They work hard to help businesses like mine grow. The Aggies and Prosperity Bank, a winning combination for Texans. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com, member FDIC.
WTAW News Time, 6:32, 65 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today with a high in the lower 80s. The news brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley areas and beyond since 1936. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Employees in the Texas A&M System's health insurance program will pay less starting September 1st, but it also means the system's long relationship with the Scott & White Health Plan is history. Officials have announced a new contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. Those on the current employee-only A&M care plan will have a 20% decrease in their monthly premiums. Director of Risk Management Kevin McGinnis says those now enrolled in the Scott & White Health Plan will be moved.
Scott & White members will have a slightly higher deductible, be $700 instead of $350, but they will continue to be accessed all the care here locally that is provided by Scott & White. We'll continue to see their same physicians if they so choose, but we'll also have access to a broader network. The plan design will stay consistent for those who are in Blue Cross and have been in Blue Cross.
The employee-only premium for those moving from Scott & White will be reduced by 41%. The system expects combined savings from the new health insurance contract and last month's renegotiated prescription drug deal will be more than $8 million. The process of choosing the next athletics director at Texas A&M will include an 11-member search committee and a search firm that has assisted selecting the last two presidents of the NCAA. Committee co-chairman Jason Cook says President Bowen Lofton plans to have his first meeting with the search committee next week.
Given the level of importance of this position for Texas A&M, the president, I'm certain, will give us a strong charge to find the best candidate available for Texas A&M. We have a very wide-ranging viewpoints and experiences on the search advisory committee, and that's exactly what we would want to identify a position of this level and caliber.
The search committee also includes head softball coach Joe Evans and two professors on the athletics council. Lofton previously indicates he wants the new AD on campus before the start of football season. Two people are dead in a fiery two-vehicle crash on Highway 21 west of Madisonville Wednesday. Authorities say a Texas A&M student was eastbound on 21 when they crossed into oncoming traffic and hit an 18-wheeler in the fuel tank. The truck caught fire, killing the two people inside. The student is expected to recover. Traffic on Highway 21 was affected for roughly 3 hours. Allegations of online prostitution through a website based in College Station has led to a pair of arrests this week.
In this particular case, they agreed to meet after being contacted from information gained from that website. And then he solicited the prostitution, and she provided it.
Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says a deputy south of College Station checking the Jockey Lot flea market for burglars instead found a parked pickup truck.
Pulled over to check on it and encountered a male and a female that were in basically compromising position.
22-year-old Katie Green of Bryan and 37-year-old Paul Bohack of Navasota were arrested. Fired last September by the A&M system and the subject of a police report after he took out a pocket knife, Jay Kimbrough is now working for two other state agencies. Kimbrough was hired earlier this year as second in command at the Department of Public Safety. This week, DPS officials announced Kimbrough has become a special assistant to the new Juvenile Justice Department. He'll be paid more than $147,000 annually in his new job and will keep his DPS salary. The family of a missing Southeast Texas toddler who was eventually found dead is leaving the state.
2-year-old Devin Davis's body was found in a creek in Cleveland late March after he wandered away from the family's home, 5 days after the family moved to Southeast Texas from Virginia. His 1-year-old sister had been in foster care with family friends since then. Michael and April Davis took the child to return to their native Virginia. Sheriff's Captain Rex Evans met them on their way out of town.
Mike expressed to me, with tears in his eyes, to be quite honest, that they came to Texas to try and start over, and it just was a complete disaster, and they just wanted to go home.
Evan says the couple broke no laws. Tayshia Stevens, TSN News.
And if federal lawmakers do nothing, lower tax rates will soon expire, meaning a large tax increase.
If we do nothing, then the economy will be subject to the biggest tax increase that's ever hit. It'll be about $3.9 trillion over 10 years.
What Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan wants to see is an extension of the current tax rates on an interim basis. Flores says Congress should then use that time to fundamentally change the tax code.
It would be hugely stimulative to the economy because our businesses and individuals would have the certainty that they need that they don't have right now.
It isn't known how legislation to extend the tax cuts or to rewrite the tax code would perform in the Democrat-controlled Senate. WTAW News Time coming up on 6:37, 65 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
It's 6:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Some sunshine to start today, but clouds will increase during the day, and we could see a shower or thunderstorm before the day is done. Highs today near 80. There's the chance of some showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they could be strong in the morning, high 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms diminishing tomorrow night near 60. Occasional sun, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Chase told you about the new search firm and the search committee that has been named to find a new athletics director for Texas A&M. We'll hear from President Arbo and Lofton about the type of person that they are looking for that important position. We'll talk about that. Aggie baseball team with San Diego State this weekend, the NBA, and more coming up in sports.
Well, you know, the president finally talked about that gay marriage thing yesterday.
You know, Robin Roberts got herself a little exclusive on that
one.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, he finally made up his mind, huh?
I think he finally announced that he had made up
his
mind.
I think he made up his mind a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well.
The problem is, you know, once again, they let Joe get in front of a microphone and he screws something up. I mean.
See, Rush was saying yesterday that was all planned.
Think that's all planned?
Yep.
What he's saying. And, you know, again, we get played no matter what.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether we're played now or played later. What else did Rush say have to say about that other than or what the purpose was?
I was half listening,
but I just
remember him saying that that when it first came out that it was seen as being a just a total faux pas, but then it was kind of a trial balloon, I believe, is what he referred to it. Referred to it.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, it happened the day after North Carolina became the 30th state in the nation to ban same-sex marriage. But nonetheless.
Well, there's still 27 other states. I mean,
yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. And if we can get Puerto Rico in here, that'd make 28 more states.
Sure.
Yeah. Mr. Obama called it a generational change occurring in the United States and referred to his own daughter saying, quote, "It wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friends' parents would not be treated differently." You know, in the grand scheme of things between now and November, I just don't, again, does a stand on an issue make you change your vote? And I think that the people who are responding most vehemently about this probably weren't going to vote for him anyway.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way I see it. But it does give us at least a defining issue now. Here's one guy pointing this way. Here's one guy pointing this way. So from that standpoint, it probably is good. But yeah, when was the last time somebody ran for president that you agreed with them on everything? Like never, maybe? Like never? So that's fine. But again, it gives them something to talk about. So there you go. And voters will have at least, besides that one clear distinction, how about the idea of a running mate named Mike Huckabee? Mike Huckabee.
Oh.
Mike's name is being floated one more time. The National Review says sources who say he's actually on Romney's long list of a possible vice presidential candidate. Talk about trial balloon. Better be a big one, though.
Yeah, he's kind of bulked back up.
He has.
He does that show of his from New York City. You know, there's a lot of good restaurants up there. So
is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what is it like they didn't have any food in Arkansas, and that's how he was able to lose 100 pounds?
Yeah.
Anyway. Of course, he's been vetted already because he thought he wanted to run for president.
And he's pretty much been vetted by the whole country. Yeah.
He's a gosh shucks darn I'm from Hope, Arkansas, good old boy kind of down home thing. So that works out all right.
Right.
And obviously, since he's an ordained Baptist minister, that helps with the evangelicals. So, I mean, there's some plus points there. So,
well, as soon as he dropped out 4 years ago, I mean, he started, I'm not going to say campaigning again, but he started putting himself out there.
He raised his profile.
Yeah. I mean, he wrote couple of books, went to cities, been to our place, what, two or three times in the last four years.
He needed to market his brand, and he's done that.
Got that radio show, got that TV show.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, he got something to say.
Well, but we established a long time ago, I mean, the thing about Huckabee is, he's probably making a whole lot more money doing all that than he ever will in the position, as John Nance Garner once said, that was worth a bucket of warm spit.
Yeah, so.
Well, he's probably working harder now than he would as vice president, right?
True.
Well, but as long as you're making money, nothing wrong with hard work unless you're Fred Thompson. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I guess I'll run for president. Yeah. Nah, it sounds like an okay thing.
I don't want to campaign for it.
Y'all just want to go ahead and vote me in, and I'll
do Leno and Letterman, but beyond that, you know.
If things in America don't work out for Michelle Bachmann now, she's got Switzerland to fall back on. She became a Swiss citizen in March.
Well, how does that work?
And now holds dual nationality. Her husband, of Swiss descent, and when he claimed his right to citizenship, she automatically gained it as well, as did the couple's three youngest children.
What about their, do they have older children that were out of luck?
I mean, think she's got like a bazillion, she's raised like 27 kids as a foster.
Oh, okay.
Some of the children wanted to exercise their eligibility for dual citizenship, so they went through the process as a family. So that's why the three youngest. Now, what's interesting is the question, should she resign as a congressional representative? The two House committees that she's on happen to be Intelligence and Financial Services. The first one, obviously, not any place for a foreigner to be, since it's the Intelligence Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, wonder about that.
I think it depends on how much time she would actually spend there.
Yeah.
And then you could also make the argument Switzerland's longstanding policy of neutrality.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but she could still tell them stuff. Hey, president's out of town. I don't know if you know about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know where he's going to be tonight.
Interesting point.
Where's he going to be?
What?
Show Observer points out, as far as the gay marriage and whether or not this would motivate someone to vote. Show Observer points out that very conservative voters might have sat the race out. You got to think, because perhaps of a lack of interest in Romney, and this might engage them. So,
well, one of the things,
just a possible counterpoint.
Sure. Well, and one of the things that was, if you go back and look at the profile of North Carolina voters from Tuesday, the rural voter turnout was much higher than the urban turnout, and could say it could be any number of things on the ballot, but certainly they had the constitutional referendum on same-sex marriage there that was defeated. So could well be that rural areas, and again, as the Observer says, conservative, did decide to get up there and get active and vote. Okay, so the president tonight is going to be at George Clooney's house, I'm just saying. Got a little fundraiser going on there.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap to get in, too.
Yeah, $40,000 a ticket. And they're expected to raise about $12 million. 150 Hollywood notables will be there slapping B.O. on the back saying...
Well, not too hard. He's got Secret Service.
That's true.
Anticipating
a traffic jam of limos, of course, the Secret Service vehicles and all the blockades, local media now calling it Starmageddon. Okay.
Oh.
There you are.
How many self-absorbed live shots will there be on the Evening News tonight?
This will be worse than the red carpet at the Oscars. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If we have a listener today who's flying into LAX, we'll let you know that the president's supposed to touch down about 6:20. So that ought to probably just make things really annoying over there. And then he'll chop her over to Clooney's place. Now, I hope when he gets back on the airplane, he doesn't decide to get a haircut while he's on the plane.
Hmm.
You know, that didn't work out too well for former president there. But anyhow, he's out there with all those stars tonight.
Oh,
good for them.
He's in his element.
Yeah, 648.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Craig Newland with Above and Beyond Lawn Care, and I've been doing business with Mike Vivaldi for 9 years now because he treats us right every time and gives us a great deal.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hi,
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 12th, it's bull selection for commercial cattle herds. Learn about genetics, breed selection, and other important factors in selecting the right bull for your herd. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Sometimes we choose plants because we like their variegation. Other times, however, plants that should be dark green fail to live up to those expectations, fading to a pale lime green or even yellow instead. What causes that, and what can you do to correct it? We'll look at some causes right after this message. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. It's just $23.95 per year, but you can save even more by buying a big three-year subscription now, just $44.95. This is a very limited time offer, so don't delay. Call. It's less than $15 per year for the magazine that features the finest garden writers in Texas writing about your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Every word of our magazine pertains to Texas. We're now in our 26th year. I personally will guarantee your satisfaction or I'll refund every penny. If you're already a subscriber, this is your chance to save the most. 3 years, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, new or renewal, only $44.95. Call today before the price goes up, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So what do you do when your plants look just a little bit pale? Well, let's look at some of the possible causes. First of all, nitrogen deficiency. Plants use nitrogen in the largest quantities of any nutrient element. It's the first number in any fertilizer's three-number analysis. Almost invariably, tests will show soils to be low or very low in nitrogen. Plants that are growing in those soils turn pale green or even greenish-yellow. The leaf blades are uniformly pale, and the oldest growth tends to show the symptoms even more prominently than the new foliage. The plant's growth is stunted, and application of a nitrogen fertilizer has a sudden effect on both the plant's color and also their vigor. Moisture stress can be a problem. This can become more evident as we head into the summer. If you let your plants get too dry, they may react by shedding some of their lower leaves. It's a natural occurrence that has the effect of reducing the amount of foliage they have to maintain. Large leaf trees are notorious for growing vigorously all spring and early summer and then dropping 20-30% of their older, lower internal leaves a couple of weeks after it turns really hot and dry. The leaves yellow, then quickly fall to the ground. That's moisture stress. It's not in any way related to nutrition. Water may or may not help in that case because the trees just can't pull the water through quickly enough. Now, how about iron deficiency? This shortage always follows these patterns. Yellowed leaves with darker green veins, the yellowing most prominent on the newest growth first. Iron is a part of the chlorophyll molecule, so when it's not available in adequate supplies, the plants lose their dark green color. Eventually, the leaves turn very pale yellow, then white, then brown and crisp. They'll not fall from the branches for a long period of time. The most serious damage will be at the ends of the twigs. It's more of a problem in the western two-thirds of the state. It can be a problem anywhere if some kind of damage to the plant is keeping it from taking up the iron. You don't want to try to plant things that are adapted only to East Texas in West Texas conditions, but if you're planting the right kind of plant and it's showing iron deficiency, then there's some other bigger problem going on. Trunk or root damage can also be a problem. When tissues are injured, they may not take up or transport key nutrients properly, just like the iron we mentioned. And then you have the exotic things like gas leaks and other chemical injury and diseases. I'm Neil Sperry, late spring landscaping pest in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, as you heard Chase Murphy report, Texas A&M did hire a search firm yesterday, Parker Executive Search, a firm that has worked on athletic director searches at dozens of schools, including five in the Southeastern Conference, to help find Texas A&M a new athletic director. On Tuesday, in the teleconference with President R. Bowen Lofton, he was asked exactly the type of person that they'll be looking for.
We want a leader who can move into that conference and throughout the entire range of sports that we compete in, make certain we have the best coaches, the best facilities, and the best circumstances for our student athletes to be successful, both on and off the playing field. We want someone who can guide the university's decision-making as far as media relations and health is concerned, to be able to make sure we maximize the visibility of Texas A&M, not simply for athletics, but also for the entire university. Someone who really can take us forward into this new era of Texas A&M.
Cook and Regent Jim Wilson are co-chairs of the committee that was named yesterday that includes softball coach Joe Evans, Adora Alanu, former women's basketball player who's still a student, and former football player Terrence Murphy. It'll be the Miami Heat against the Indiana Pacers in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James had 29 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and the Heat advanced with a 106-94 win over the Knicks in Game 5 last night. The Memphis Grizzlies won a physical battle with the LA Clippers to force a 6th game in their NBA first-round series. Marc Gasol scored 23 points, and Zach Randolph had a double-double as the Grizzlies downed the Clippers 92-80 to send that series back to Los Angeles with the Clippers up 3-2. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, Chicago is at Philadelphia with the Sixers up 3-2. Atlanta's at Boston. The Celtics can close it out. And the Lakers are at Denver, where the Lakers can close it out. Major League Baseball, Texas at Baltimore postponed because of rain yesterday. Texas will play a doubleheader with the Orioles today starting at 4 o'clock. They'll host the Angels this weekend. Miami's beat Houston last night in 12 innings, 5-3. The Astros are off today. They're at Pittsburgh this weekend. Former San Diego Chargers stars Dan Fouts, Rodney Harrison, and LaDainian Tomlinson are scheduled to speak at a memorial service for Junior Seau tomorrow evening at Qualcomm Stadium. Also scheduled to speak is former Charger coach Bobby Ross and former NFL safety John Lynch. Seau committed suicide May the 2nd at his home in California. He played the first 13 of his 20 NFL seasons with the Chargers. PGA Commissioner Tim Fincham says the Masters is too important for the tour to take it off its official schedule, even though the Augusta National has never had a female member in its 80-year history. Fincham says it's up to the members to decide the membership criteria and that Augusta National is not doing anything illegal. He spoke at a news conference that featured the first tee announcing a new corporate partner. The tour policy is not to co-sanction a tournament played on a golf course that does not allow women or minority members, but the tour does not run the Masters or any of the three majors. And good luck to the A&M women's golf team as they start play today at the NCAA East Regional Tournament at Penn State's Blue Course at State College. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's your first look at sports. More next hour. For Atkinson Toyota, this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Chuck Norris. I'm here to tell you that we need Rick Davis to be Brazos County's next district attorney. Crime is a serious problem, and it requires a person with experience and courage to take it down. As a proven trial judge, Rick Davis has shown he's tough on crime and committed to the good people of Brazos County. In last Bar Association poll, lawyers voted Rick Davis the best Brazos County district judge. Elect Rick Davis for Brazos County district attorney. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, David Toops, Treasurer.
In need of affordable health insurance for you and your family?
Hi, I'm Brian Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Everyone realizes the importance of affordable health care, but most feel it's not feasible unless you work for a large company or government entity. That's simply not true, and I would like the opportunity to prove it to you.
Call Brian Brown of Brown & Company Insurance Services today for your free quote of affordable health insurance. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
This Saturday, Rally Car Wash on West Villa Maria is offering you a free car wash when you get your oil changed with Gabriel at Mobile One Lube Express. Take care of your car this weekend with Rally Car Wash. Bring your dogs to Spot's Dog Wash right next door. 1404 West Villa Maria, Rally Car Wash.
Only one candidate for railroad commissioner has earned Texans' trust
by bringing common-sense conservative ideas to the agency. Barry Smitherman. He's one of us, a lifelong conservative. As chairman of the Railroad Commission, Barry Smitherman initiated a top-to-bottom review of the agency, resulting in a reduction in administrative personnel and an increase in inspectors and analysts. Barry Smitherman knows Texans pay too much at the pump. He's pushing practical ways to bring down prices, like new drilling technologies and increase...
Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. All right, got a 30% chance of rain today with a high of 82. Then tonight, an 80% chance of rain, and some of it could be heavy. Then tomorrow, 60% chance of rain. Again, the heavy showers could continue with a high of 77. 50% chance of rain Friday night. 40% chance of rain on Saturday with a high near 80. WPAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
And President Obama's new support instantly makes gay marriage a bigger campaign issue. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president adores same-sex marriage, but from a personal perspective. In an interview with Good Morning America's Robin Roberts, he did not promise federal action to impose gay marriage.
And I continue to believe that this is an issue that is going to be worked out at the local level because historically this has not been a federal issue.
The issue now creates a clear difference with Republican Mitt Romney, who says his views are set.
I have the same view on marriage that I have when I had when I was governor and that I've expressed many times. I believe marriage is a relationship between a man and a woman.
In 32 states, voters approved referendums that ban gay marriage. Only six states in the District of Columbia now allow them. Dave?
Mike, Mitt Romney will be campaigning in Nebraska today. The president has fundraisers in Seattle and at Hollywood at George Clooney's home. It's now 50 at least reported dead in Syria. Hundreds more wounded after two huge explosions rocked Damascus at a military intelligence building amid that shaky UN-backed ceasefire. Syria blames terrorists. The U.S. takes out more terrorists in Yemen, where there was just that busted-up plot to blow up a plane. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, the attack took place late at night near the town of Jar, a known al-Qaeda stronghold. Five militants were killed by the U.S. drone strike in South Yemen, where a growing insurgency has led to the FBI announcing this week that al-Qaeda in Yemen is the biggest terrorist threat facing the U.S. This strike comes days after an air raid killed the group's long-sought-after leader, Fahad al-Kuso, wanted in connection with the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000, Dave.
Emily, the FBI's up the ante searching for a suspected kidnapper, putting him on the most wanted list.
To hunt down Adam Mays and rescue those two little girls.
Special Agent Aaron Ford, Mays accused of kidnapping a Tennessee mother and her three daughters, then killing the mom and the oldest girl in Mississippi. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries have amazing antioxidant properties, but eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements combining the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GNC.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 psi of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote for district attorney. The DA's office prosecutes the most dangerous criminals on our streets. All of us want to put bad guys away, so what do you look for in a candidate? Experience. I've served 5 years as a prosecutor in Harris County, 4 years as a prosecutor here in Brazos County, and now 2.5 years as a defense attorney. With this experience, I can incorporate ideas from outside the office to improve what's been built.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for district attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Pick up your phone. Dial the number 695-9595. You'll reach Brian Broadcasting Publications. Ask for Sam Jones. That's me. If you're in the medical or health and fitness fields, I'll tell you why advertising in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine makes sense for your business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. Advertise in Brazos Wellness. Increase your business. Make more money. Make the call. 695-9595.
Is your business recycling? If not, why not? At Brazos Valley Recycling, we make recycling easy and affordable. From construction to clerical, from retail to restaurants, we have a recycling container to meet your needs. Toss all your recyclables into one container and we'll pick them up. And your customers will love that. At BVR, we make it easy for you to recycle without compromising your bottom line. Call BVR at 260-0006 or log on to BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time, with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998. Or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
This Saturday, Rally Car Wash on West Villa Maria is offering you a free car wash when you get your oil changed with Gabriel at Mobile One Lube Express. Take care of your car this weekend with Rally Car Wash. Bring your dogs to Spots Dog Wash right next door, 1404 West Villa Maria, Rally Car Wash.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's Best Online Shopping in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year beginning June the 1st. Find the link at txtraders.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:08, 65 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today with a high in the lower 80s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Texas A&M student who fell asleep may be to blame for a fiery two-vehicle crash near Madisonville Wednesday that killed two people. The accident affected traffic on Highway 21 west of Madisonville for roughly 3 hours. Authorities say the student was eastbound on 21 when they hit an 18-wheeler in the fuel tank. A truck ignited, killing both people inside. The A&M student is expected to recover. It's a first for Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk, a case involving prostitution where arrangements were made online through a College Station-based website.
They had actually met each other on through a website escort service. He'd gotten a number and contact information and made contact with her, and ultimately she agreed to provide a sexual service for an amount of money. And that's what our deputy interrupted.
The deputy checking Tuesday night for suspicious activity due to recent burglaries at the Jockey Lot Flea Market came upon a parked pickup. 37-year-old Paul Bohack of Navasota and 22-year-old Katie Green of Bryan were both arrested. A search firm has been hired and a committee has been selected to recruit the next athletic director at Texas A&M. Committee co-chairman Jason Cook says the firm selected has conducted searches at more than 45 institutions nationwide and five affiliated with the Southeastern Conference.
What the search firm will do will assist us with the identification of potential candidates, and then they will bring those to the search advisory committee, and we will go continue through the process of vetting potential candidates. And ultimately, we will send one or several finalists to the president for consideration.
Cook says A&M President Bowen Lofton's first meeting with the committee will be next week. Excuse me, you can read the entire list of committee members online with this story at WTAW.com. Lofton's goal is to have the new AD on campus prior to the start of the fall semester. For the second time in as many months, the Texas A&M system has announced a new contract affecting employees' health coverage. Beginning September 1st, the system's health insurance providers, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas, meaning the Scott and White health plan, has been dropped. That follows last month's renegotiated contract for prescription drug coverage. Risk Management Director Kevin McGinnis says they'll also do more to encourage employee wellness.
We will be evaluating ways to not only encourage healthier behavior through things like exercise programs, some screenings, that sort of thing, but also through encouraging people, trying to find ways to get people engaged with their healthcare provider, because individuals who are engaged with their healthcare provider, should they have issues, will identify those much sooner than those that are not.
Combined, system officials say that will generate annual savings of more than $8 million. The system will consolidate health insurance into one plan. As we mentioned, those currently enrolled in the Scott and White health plan will continue to have access to those physicians and services. Those with employee-only coverage with Scott and White will see their costs reduced by 41%, and those on the current A&M care plan will have a 20% decrease in their monthly premiums. Former A&M System Deputy Chancellor Jay Kimbrough is now employed by two other state agencies. The Department of Public Safety announced this week Kimbrough has been reassigned as a special assistant to the new Juvenile Justice Department. Kimbrough will keep his DPS salary and earn another $147,000 annually for the additional work. Kimbrough was fired by the A&M system last September, leading him to brandish a pocket knife. He later said he was frustrated by his abrupt dismissal, but wasn't threatening anyone. And U.S. House Speaker John Boehner says his chamber will work to extend the current tax rates. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the thing to do is make the extensions temporary and then use the time wisely.
What I would think would be the appropriate solution is to do a short-term extension for a few months, and then while we're in that time period, let's pass comprehensive tax reform. Let's go through and take the tax code out by its roots, throw it away, and start over with a new simplified tax reform system like we proposed in the House budget that we passed back in a couple of months ago.
Flores says if nothing is done, we're looking at a tax increase of roughly $3.9 trillion over 10 years. It isn't clear how such legislation would fare in the Democrat-controlled Senate. WTAW News Time is 7:13, 66 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news is brought to you by Zwirnam and Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirnam and Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnam and Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnam and Flooring today.
David Gardner's, it's day number two of the David Yurman Trunk Show that's going on there. We've told you about the David Yurman VIP Club that Gardner's has. Here's the deal. If you decide to start buying David Yurman jewelry, and believe me, the prices are really great because they start at, you know, $150, something like that. And they have the David Yurman look. You know that it's David Yurman. Now, because David Yurman's available a lot of places, this VIP club causes people to flock to David Gardner's to buy their Yearmen because they gain points. And when they gain points, that allows them to store those points up and use them the following year to get bucks off on the David Yearmen jewelry that they buy. Then they have special double points. Well, guess what? David Yearmen double points going on during this event right now. Now, remember also, in addition to the Trunk Show, you got Mother's Day coming up. There's graduation weekend as well. So lots of reasons for you to be looking at David Yearmen during the Trunk Show that ends again today. Or looking at a Rolex or Diamond Studs or Katie Decker Aggie Jewelry. Diamond bands that can go on either side of your Aggie ring. The A&M watches. All of that available for you. So stop in and see him at David Gardner's 911 University.
I'm District Attorney Bill Turner. The most important role of the District Attorney is to keep our community safe. That is why I'm supporting Jarvis Parsons. Jarvis Parsons is the only candidate that has been trusted to seek the death penalty for our most dangerous criminals. And I wholeheartedly trust Jarvis Parsons to train our new prosecutors. Jarvis Parsons has the moral courage, strength of character, and commitment to public safety to be a great district attorney. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons on May 29th.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney, Bruce Arrett, Treasurer.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options or call 936-822-8255.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
If our healthcare system is flatlining, maybe it's time to call in a doctor. And Republican Charles Schwertner, candidate for state senate, happens to be a physician and owner of a local medical clinic. As your next state senator, he'll fight against Obamacare and work hard to protect patient rights from big government intrusion. As a conservative state representative, Dr. Schwertner helped write and pass a balanced state budget without raising taxes. He co-authored Texas' new voter ID law and helped restore local control to our public schools. Dr. Schwertner is endorsed by retiring State Senator Steve Ogden, who said his expertise in health care will prove invaluable. Dr. Charles Schwertner, Republican for State Senate. Proven conservative leadership, exceptional health care expertise.
Local ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Hey, good morning. It's 717, Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Some sunshine to start today, but clouds will increase during the day, and we could see a shower or thunderstorm before the day is done. Highs today near 80. There's the chance of some showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they could be strong in the morning, high 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms diminishing tomorrow night near 60. Occasional sun, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Looks like Robert Griffin III is a pretty savvy businessman, too, besides a pretty good football player. We'll tell you about his new LLC that he got formed. Also, talk about the NBA playoffs and the Major League Baseball. Rangers got rained out last night. That and more coming up in sports.
Have a look at that radar. That stuff tends to be marching in there from the southwest like it did yesterday, just getting over into the Texas, over Uvalde and that kind of stuff, and coming up through San Antonio. And so we'll see if that works. Now, talking about sports.
Sports.
Talking about sports. There's an opportunity that you too could have a small piece of Southeast Conference history.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Or Southeastern Conference?
Yeah, Southeastern Conference history. For the right price, former Arkansas football coach Bobby Petrino's motorcycle could be yours.
What?
I heard about that. Is he auctioning it off?
No. 2007 Harley Davidson. You'll recall,
minor scratches.
Left the road surface. And it was that, and it was the ancillary activity that we found out about that caused him to, I guess.
That's right.
Need to find something else to do.
He had somebody hugging him on the back.
Well, she was just holding on.
She was. That's she was just holding on tight.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Boy.
It's,
I heard her say, I hope we don't have a wreck.
It's only got 1,032 miles on it. So it's valued at $16,000.
Pretty near brand new.
Boy. Yeah. Problem is, though, it pretty much totaled out there in the accident.
Yeah, he wishes it only had 1,031. That last mile.
But you know it.
Last mile went bad.
As always, to try to make life easier for y'all, we checked on the price this morning, and its current bid is $5,100. Now, the VIN for the bike carries an image of a razorback on the gas tank, and it says Hog Wild.
Well, lived up to its name, didn't it?
Yes, it did. So it seems to match the information that was in the Arkansas State Police report about Mr. Petrino's motorcycle accident. So believe that might be the piece of hardware that you want, that piece of hog iron if you want it. 51's a
hog iron.
$5,100 is the current bid on that.
If that bike could talk.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So, you know, something a little different for you. Hello?
You know, the price has gone up $1,100 to bid since yesterday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Oh, you mean when you talked about it?
I was going to say, so what, is that after you'd called in? Is that what happened?
Well, yeah, we put a bid on it. We're trying to drive it up for all the fans in this beautiful state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
$5,100, but the insurance people say it's going to cost $18,600 to fix.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's worth more than the bike. That's more than totaled.
Yeah, it's more than totaled. So, but any Razorback fan anywhere would be proud to drive that bike around.
Most important thing's the seat, I think. All right.
And, the thing is, it attracted Jessica the first time, and who knows? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
She's got spare time now, that's for sure.
That's right. Hey, hon, I don't have the salary, but I got the bike.
Stop by her house.
Rev it up a little bit.
I can't offer you a job, but I got the bike.
That's all right. You just got that radio there playing, "If you got the money, honey, I got the time."
Be fine. She's got the time because she didn't have a husband.
Got a little settlement. So anyway, all right, 7:21. All right, we reported something that was a hoax, and so for that reason, we need to.
We did.
Do tell.
Well, I think we all remember the story of the vengeful dentist last month. Remember that about?
That Polish woman.
Yeah, pretty much ripped her boyfriend's teeth out, made him toothless, and that he lost his current girlfriend because she said she didn't want to date a guy who didn't have any teeth.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a hoax. The original story claimed the woman could go to jail for 3 years if found guilty, but MSNBC placed a few calls, heard from local police that they have no record of the crime, and they are not investigating such a case. Poland's Chamber of Physicians and Dentists seems to have the same story. Unlike American media, most Polish news outlets actually passed the story through on the Polish TV channel and did publish a piece mocking the foreign coverage. So they made fun of us for coming up with it. But what a great story. I mean, it was just because it wasn't true. Can't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yeah, never let the facts.
Yeah,
get
that's
in the way
right.
Of a story.
Meanwhile, for a true story about a dentist, here we go. It's Hamad Makarita. Macarita.
Oh,
I remember when everybody was dancing.
Dancing the Macarita. I'm doing it right now.
From Washington, D.C., he dated a patient. Now, that's, you know, on dates he would slip her Vicodin and Valium and then take pictures of her, you know what I'm saying? And then he'd share the pictures with his friends. Now, the unfortunate thing is this guy was voted one of D.C.'s top dentists. Ah,
yikes.
Anyway, so I got that going for you. Hot sauce. As a weight loss solution, what do you think?
Yeah,
what
well, I mean,
it's extremely healthy.
It's very healthy. Yeah. That picante, of course, it's got some sugar in it too, but still,
not necessarily.
Yeah, maybe not.
Depends on the one.
If you don't put it in there,
different sauces are pretty good for you.
Got the homemade stuff.
Yeah,
doctors discovered that capsaicin, the ingredient that makes it hot, can reduce your belly fat.
Yeah.
Well, can't you just rub belly? You know, can't you just rub your belly with capsaicin?
Yeah.
Would that work? Transdermal.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Go in there, just just melt that fat away.
Get that hot sauce. Add some chips, sour cream, and cheese to that.
Oh, yeah. Now you're real healthy.
Now you're going.
Just, sure.
Yeah,
especially if the cheese is queso.
Right. Yeah.
The more complicated explanation of that, however, doesn't involve very much eating. Rather, a surgical procedure using that ingredient, reduced body fat, as well as your visceral abdominal fat. That's your beer belly there. The reduction in visceral fat is particularly important, explains one researcher, because visceral fat volume, if that's way up there, is a marker for obesity. So, again, you want to go ahead. Well, so we're going to start taking capsaicin injections? Is that what we're going to do?
Oh, that'll be great.
That's not going to taste very good. That's not tasting good at all. Next half hour, we got Jethro Trivia coming up, and the story of a statue that they're taking down in Chicago because it's controversial.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, 724.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. And be sure to visit bestofthebrasses.com to find out how you can vote for the Brazos Valley's best sandwiches. Blue Baker.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Have you allowed a little pop in your windshield to become a crack? That's not a good thing. That may not be safe, and certainly as the hot temperatures start showing up here in the summertime, that could cause that crack to spread. And again, that's not a good thing. The folks at Acme Glass remind you that if you get your windshield replaced there at Acme Glass, then for the life of that vehicle, as long as you own it, get a little pop, one of those little something gets thrown up in the windshield and you got a little chip in your windshield, they'll fix that for you free for as long as you own that car. That's just one of the things that Acme Glass does. It kind of sets them apart. You know, Acme Glass has been here since 1946, two locations to serve you here in town, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street, in College Station across from the main entrance of A&M, and they have a store in Brenham as well. But they make sure that they can get you glass when you need it, because quite often when glass has to be replaced, you've got safety issues, you've got also some concerns as far as security is concerned. Whether it's your home, your business, or for your vehicle, Acme Glass can help you out. Open a half days on Saturday for your convenience, and if you do need to just do drive-in chip repair, that doesn't take long at all. So when you need glass, when you want glass, it's Acme Glass.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Since 2010, Senators Robert Bennett, Lisa Murkowski, and now Richard Lugar of Indiana were successfully challenged in Republican primaries. Arlen Specter saw the handwriting on the wall, he jumped ship, and he still lost in the Democrat primary. Now, it's not complicated. It doesn't require a complex playbook to follow. If Republican moderates want to keep playing in the Democrat Party sandbox, eventually they're going to be replaced with conservatives. Now, granted, in some states it might take more than one election cycle, but voters are growing more and more sophisticated. Candidates can no longer stand in front of them at town hall meetings and talk conservative and then head off to Washington, emulate liberals, and get away with it. Conservative voters, Tea Party voters, they're up to speed now. They understand what liberals have done and are doing to bankrupt this country morally and fiscally. And they want this regime stopped now. And they want the dismal byproducts of a half century of failed liberalism rolled back now. Now, what should be obvious to even the most skeptical member of the Republican establishment, along with state-controlled media reporters and pundits, is that the Tea Party did not implode, it isn't dead, and it certainly isn't lackluster, out of focus, in need of a bath, bunch of societal dropouts like the fabricated Occupy movement. What should be obvious to even the most skeptical member of the Republican establishment is the party isn't over, but it sure is moving. It's moving rightward, the direction of victory.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 731, 66 degrees right now at the studios. High today in the lower 80s, 30% chance of showers, and that chance of rain jumping to 80% by tonight. Bring it on. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Employees in the Texas A&M Systems Health Insurance Program will pay less starting September 1st, but it also means the system's long relationship with the Scott & White Health Plan is history. Officials have announced a new contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. Those on the current employee-only A&M Care Plan will have a 20% decrease in their monthly premiums. Risk Management Director Kevin McGinnis says those now enrolled in the Scott & White Health Plan will be moved.
Scott & White members will have a slightly higher deductible, be $700 instead of $350, but they will continue to be accessed. All the care here locally that is provided by Scott & White. We'll continue to see their same physicians if they so choose, but we'll also have access to a broader network. The plan design will stay consistent for those who are in Blue Cross and have been in Blue Cross.
The employee-only premium for those moving from Scott & White will be reduced by 41%. The system expects combined savings from the new health insurance contract and last month's renegotiated prescription drug deal will be more than $8 million. The process of choosing the next athletic director at Texas A&M will include an 11-member search committee and a search firm that has assisted selecting the last two presidents of the NCAA. Committee co-chairman Jason Cook says President Bowen Lofton plans to have his first meeting with the search committee next week.
In this particular case,
excuse me, had a little double audio going there. Here's Jason.
given the level of importance of this position for Texas A&M, the president, I'm certain, will give us a strong charge to find the best candidate available for Texas A&M. We have a very wide-ranging viewpoints and experiences on the search advisory committee, and that's exactly what we would want to identify a position of this level and caliber.
The search committee also includes head softball coach Joe Evans and two professors on the athletics council. Lofton has previously indicated he wants the new AD in place before the start of football season. Two people are dead in a fiery two-vehicle crash on Highway 21 west of Madisonville Wednesday. Authorities say an A&M student was eastbound on 21 when they crossed into oncoming traffic and hit an 18-wheeler in the fuel tank. The truck caught fire, killing the two people inside. The student is expected to recover. Traffic on Highway 21 was affected for roughly 3 hours. Allegations of online prostitution through a website based in College Station led to a pair of arrests this week.
In this particular case, they agreed to meet after being contacted from information gained from that website. And then he solicited the prostitution and she provided it.
Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says a deputy south of College Station checking the Jockey Lot flea market for burglars instead found a parked pickup truck. 22-year-old Katie Green of Bryan and 37-year-old Paul Bohack of Navasota were arrested. Fired last September by the A&M system and the subject of a police report after he took out a pocket knife, Jay Kimbrough is now working for two other state agencies. Kimbrough was hired earlier this year as second-in-command at the Department of Public Safety. This week, DPS officials announced Kimbrough has become a special assistant to the new Juvenile Justice Department. He'll be paid more than $147,000 annually in his new job and will keep his DPS salary. New numbers about the economic impact of the Eagle Ford oil and gas fields being developed southeast of San Antonio are getting a lot of attention.
Officials have crunched the numbers and project the Eagle Ford will create 117,000 new jobs and have an annual economic impact of $90 billion by 2021. Lead researcher Thomas Tunstall says the Eagle Ford could turn out to be the largest oil field ever discovered in the lower 48.
It's really incredible, the production numbers. They're growing in an exponential fashion in the Eagle Ford area. And I think it surprised not only me, but a lot of people.
47,000 full-time jobs are currently supported by the Eagle Ford, which has become one of the leading economic engines in the state. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Federal lawmakers have proposed making the victims of the 2009 Fort Hood shooting rampage eligible for the Purple Heart. A bill introduced in Congress would remove the distinction between international and domestic terrorism, making any military victims of terrorist attacks in the U.S. eligible for the award. It's now awarded only to troops attacked in a combat zone. And if federal lawmakers do nothing, lower tax rates will soon expire, meaning a large tax increase.
If we do nothing, then the economy will be subject to the biggest tax increase that's ever hit. It'll be about $3.9 trillion over 10 years.
What Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan wants to see is an extension of the current tax rates on an interim basis. Flores says Congress should then use that time to fundamentally change the tax code.
It would be hugely stimulative to the economy because our businesses and individuals would have the certainty that they need that they don't have right now.
It isn't known how legislation to extend the tax cuts or to rewrite the tax code would perform in the Democrat-controlled Senate. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 66 degrees right now. This news update brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
How much spare time do you have in your life? Chances are, if you're like most of us, you don't have a lot of time on your hands. The phrase nowadays that you may hear is that we're time impoverished. We don't have enough time to accomplish what we need to get done. Now, compound that if you're trying to find a new home. That's why when you work with Zwicker and Associates, one of the things they're going to do is they're going to make sure that they respect your time and the time that you have. They're going to put together a wish list for you. And based on what you want, mind you, and what you absolutely must have and what you absolutely do not want in a new home, and then they're going to come to you with a list of 8, maybe 10 homes that meet your exact criteria that are in your exact price range because Zwicker and Associates understands that you, just like a lot of other people, don't have a lot of time to just go from house to house to house. Besides, they're all going to look the same anyway after a while. It becomes sensory overload. You want a realtor that understands where you're coming from. You want to work with Zweiker and Associates. Check them out online, zarealestate.com, zarealestate.com.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. A new customer asked me why his old insurance was so much more expensive than ours. The answer is insurance companies are constantly reevaluating the markets they serve, determining whether to increase their presence in that market with lower prices or reduce their exposure with higher prices, all the while knowing that a certain number of their customers will never shop their rates and will continue to pay even the inflated premiums. Give us a call and let us show you why it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carstens. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation? Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Well, we're certainly not experiencing as much dry weather as we were at this time last year. We've got the forecast today calling for sun to give way to clouds and some showers and thunderstorms to pop up before the day is done. 80 showers and thunderstorms tonight, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they could be heavy tomorrow morning, 75 to 80. Storms are gone tomorrow night, lows near 60. Occasional sun Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk about the NBA playoffs. They're just about wrapped up now with the first round. The Spurs are just waiting around, having fun. They're already finished. We'll talk about that. Some Dallas Cowboy news and Aggie women's golf team, the NCAAs, all that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. I don't know, probably the biggest deal going on in Bryan College Station non-athletically since the Bushatorium opened up. It's 2 weeks from today when they implode the Plaza Hotel,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
So Veronica Morgan joining us this morning to talk about it. Veronica, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you guys.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. What is your official title?
I'm the lead civil engineer on the project.
Okay. So now, are you the one who's going to blow the thing up?
No, that won't be me.
Oh, wow. Okay. But anyway, So when you decide that you're going to blow something up or implode something like this, so what do you have to do to this building to get started with it?
Well, one of the first things that we needed to do is clean up the site. We needed to remove all the buildings that surround it. We'll leave a few up to try to help with control of dust and debris, but we had to go in and clean the interior out of all the furnishings that were left. We had to do all of our asbestos removal inside, and that's all done, been cleaned now, and now the implosion contractor's prepping it for implosion, which means, you know, setting up areas where he will put the dynamite and what structural members will need to fall so that the tower actually falls in place.
Do we know how tall a pile of stuff this is going to leave after you implode it?
I don't know that. The implosion contractor certainly does. He's estimated that, so he knows how long it'll take him to clean it up, but I don't have that information.
Now, are there places where people are going to be able to, you're going to have, like, a viewing stand or something like that?
We actually will. We'll have an area that is set aside for the public to view the implosion, and we've set that a safe distance away from the implosion so that the public is safe, and we will also provide an area for them to park.
So is that like by invitation only, or is it first come, first serve? What are you going to do?
No, anyone who would like to come view it can, you know, come on, it's early in the morning. It'll be at 6:30 in the morning. So grab your coffee from home and come on. We'll have plenty of room for you.
Well, you know, when they sell tickets, football tickets at A&M ahead of time, the students camp out. Do you think we'll have people camping out maybe to get seats in the stands?
I doubt it. Most of the students will be gone.
Yeah, that's true. All right, now where are these stands going to be located for people who want to sit and watch this?
Actually, we will only have a couple stands for some VIP area folks. Everyone else, we're going to ask them to bring a blanket or a lawn chair, but there will be a grassy area for them to sit and watch the implosion.
Guys, it's like a Starlight concert in College Station. Everything's free, and bring your cooler and blanket and make it family fun.
Hey, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Now, this, how many implosions have you been a part of?
Oh, this will be my first.
Oh, wow, outstanding. Okay, so now, because that's what I'm wondering is, you know, do you critique it afterwards? And in preparation of that, have you gone onto YouTube where you can find implosions that didn't work out? Have you seen those?
I haven't seen the ones that didn't work out. I've just watched the ones that are from the implosion contractor that we've hired,
right,
and they all have all worked out.
Yeah, I'm sure they show only the ones that are successful. Well, no, I'm not saying they've had any that weren't successful, but nonetheless. And so you're going to have to block off traffic right in there for a little while, huh?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, do you know approximately how long that's going to be so that the people might be inconvenienced if they normally travel there?
Sure, we're going to start the traffic control at 4:30 in the morning, so about 2 hours prior.
Right.
We'll start to put all of our signage out to divert traffic around the site, and we expect that we'll be able to pick it all up about 2 hours, by 2 hours after the implosion.
Gotcha. Okay, so there you go. It's coming up 2 weeks from today. Veronica Morgan, she's the lead civil engineer on the project where they're going to implode the plaza. Thanks for being with us this morning, Veronica.
You're welcome.
All right, see you later. Bye. Bye. All right, there. 7:44. I think this is the biggest deal.
It is.
This is the biggest non-athletic deal since the Bush Library opened up. And I don't think there'll be any former presidents here for this one, but you know.
No.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
No telling. 41 might be in town. May decide they, you know, wants to see.
So what's going to happen at 6:30? Have we decided what we're going to do? Well, where are you going to send me?
We are negotiating.
Well, I am your, you know.
Yeah, on the scene reporter.
I am your on your scene
reporter. Our roving
reporter.
Correspondent.
Roving correspondent.
I've established that on my resume.
You know, just telling you, you know who would do a great job on this?
Who?
And could actually simulcast for our two stations. Uh-huh. Allie would do a great job.
You know, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
I don't know. You know, I'm just floating that on the air. I am just rolling that out now.
See, it would be the classic kid in the candy store. So.
It would. I just, I mean, you would be able to hear the enthusiasm and excitement. Anyway, we'll see. We may decide to do that. Right?
Yeah.
Allie is
well,
our
at least
special
we need
correspondent.
The three of us at least need to be out on our balcony.
You
to,
think so?
To watch
huh?
it. Okay. I mean, it's from afar, but you can still see
the
building
from
here.
They're going to implode it. They're not going to set it on fire.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom. That's how rumors get started.
Hello.
Hey, would Tom beat on his chest and pretend like he's in a helicopter if he was out there?
Yeah, we
sure.
could do that. See?
Oh, yeah.
He gave it away.
I was just thinking if we could get him in a helicopter you know, to watch it, you know, we could get clearance.
Yeah. Sasha the Brazos Molly Maid wishes to thank everyone for such a great year. Our home cleaning professionals work hard to provide the best cleaning service in the Brazos Valley. We take care of the baseboards, toilets, kitchen, everything you don't have time for. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, friendly, thorough, and professional. Call Molly Maid today to find out how you can enjoy the best of the Brazos difference. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or at mollymaid.com. Please vote for Molly Maid again this year as your favorite cleaning company in the Brazos Valley. We appreciate it.
Do you have red scaly lesions on your face or scalp from overexposure to the sun? Actinic keratosis lesions are most apparent in older, fair-skinned patients. These lesions are typically frozen off by your doctor. JNS Studies needs volunteers ages 18 and older to participate in a 6-week-long study with a marketed topical cream for the treatment of AK lesions. Eligible volunteers will receive at no cost, study cream, exams of your AK lesions by a dermatologist, and be compensated up to $1,000 for time and effort. The research study will collect data about the effect of the topical cream on heart rhythm. Call JNS Studies, 979-774-5933.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst.
My dad led the B-26 bomber attack on Utah Beach, Normandy on D-Day. His generation built the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Now our nation is on the brink of bankruptcy. To protect our children's future, we've got to take our country back.
The Dewhurst Plan.
As Texas's United States Senator, I'll have 5 priorities. 1, repeal Obamacare. 2, dramatically cut spending and taxes and balance the federal budget. 3,
We've got to take the Texas model to Washington and let the private sector grow our economy. 4, we've got to defend our nation and enforce the sovereignty of our borders. And finally, we got to stop the attacks on our family and religious freedoms.
David Dewhurst.
Some people say that it'll take courage. I disagree. Courage is what my dad had. All we got to do is what's right. I'm David Dewhurst, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Dating relationship can fail for many reasons. Lack of chemistry, different hopes and goals for the future. But what's often overlooked is something that can act like an invisible fence that blocks people from allowing a relationship to grow. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A growing number of pet owners use electric collars to prevent their dogs from wandering off their property. The system works like this. In place of a physical fence, an electrical wire is buried along the property line. And each time the dog approaches that invisible boundary, a collar around its neck produces a mild but uncomfortable shock. Eventually, the dog gets the message, go this far and no further, because you'll only get hurt. Many in the dating world duck in and out of relationships because of similar messages. You can only go so far with this person, their heart tells them. Otherwise, you'll get hurt. Reluctance to commit to an otherwise healthy relationship usually stems from a past pain and the fear that it will happen again. To protect themselves, they bounce from one relationship to another, never sticking with one person long enough to get emotionally invested. So if past emotional wounds have left you saying, this far and no further, let me encourage you to work through those problems with a professional. The freedom you'll discover will enable you to move forward into the richness that only comes from a committed relationship. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Janet Hubert. You probably know me as Aunt Viv on TV's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it's my latest role as an African-American woman with osteoporosis that's got me fired up. Like, did you know that 35% of African-American women are estimated to have low bone mass? What's even more frustrating is that few African-American women are tested and treated for the disease. Come on now, ladies. Talk to your doctor today. Osteoporosis, it's beatable, it's treatable. To learn more, visit NOF.org.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's the first look, or second look at your sports. And, of course, it's brought to you by Tom Patterson with United Country Real Estate. Find your freedom with United Country Real Estate. Well, as you heard Chase Murphy report earlier today, Texas A&M hired an Atlanta search firm, Parker Executive Search, a firm that has worked on athletic director searches for dozens of schools, including 5 in the Southeastern Conference, to find a new athletic director for Texas A&M. The Aggies will be moving to the SEC, of course, on July the 1st. Jim Wilson, Jason Cook are co-chairs of a committee that was named yesterday that includes softball coach Joe Evans, Adora Alanu, former women's basketball player who remains a student, and former football player Terrence Murphy, along with 2 professors. Texas A&M President R. Bowen Lofton says he hopes to have a new athletic director in place by the start of the fall semester. He also talked about what he's looking for in an AD.
We want a leader who can move into that conference and throughout the entire range of sports that we compete in, make certain we have the best coaches, the best facilities, and the best circumstances for our student athletes to be successful, both on and off the playing field. We want someone who can guide the university's decision-making as far as media relations and Husker concern, to be able to make sure we maximize the visibility of Texas A&M, not simply for athletics, but also for the entire university. Someone who really can take us forward into this new era for Texas A&M.
Dr. John Thornton is serving as the interim athletic director at A&M. Good luck to the A&M women's golf team as they start play today in the NCAA East Regional Tournament at Penn State's Blue Course at State College. There are 30 teams there vying for eight spots that'll move on to the NCAA Nationals in Franklin, Tennessee. The team of Mary Michael Maggio, Sarah Beth Davis, Katerina Rusakova, Natalie Reeves, and Patricia Garcia will wear the maroon and tee off at 7:36 this morning in the 72-hole tournament. A&M is the fourth seed behind Alabama, Arizona State, and Duke. According to ChangeLegal.com, former Baylor quarterback Robert Griffin III seems to be a pretty savvy businessman, too. They report that soon after he was drafted by the Washington Redskins, he hired an attorney and created an LLC entitled Three's Company. And he also filed applications for trademarking RG, Roman numeral 3, RG the number 3, Robert Griffin, Roman numeral 3, and the phrase unbelievably believable. Griffin's company will be selling everything imaginable, shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, pants, shoes, footwear, hats, uniforms, all speculated to be involved in the patent. Former San Diego Chargers stars Dan Fouts, Rodney Harrison, and LaDainian Tomlinson are scheduled to speak at a memorial service tomorrow for Junior Seau at Qualcomm Stadium. Also scheduled to speak are former Charger coach Bobby Ross and former NFL safety John Lynch. Seau, of course, committed suicide June the 2nd in California. He played the first 13 of his 20 NFL seasons with the San Diego Chargers. Major League Baseball, the Rangers at Baltimore postponed because of rain. They'll play a doubleheader today starting at 4 o'clock. Then the Rangers are coming home to host the Angels this weekend. Astros lost to Miami 5-3 in 12 innings. They're off today. They'll be at Pittsburgh this weekend. In the NBA last night, Memphis beat New York to win that series 4-1. It was Miami beat New York to win that series 4-1. Memphis won over the L.A. Clippers, but the Clippers still lead that series 3-2. Now, tonight, Chicago's at Philadelphia with the Sixers up 3-2. Atlanta's at Boston. Celtics are up 3-2. And the Lakers are at Denver with the Lakers up 3-2. The Dallas Cowboys have filed a brief in their challenge of a $10 million salary cap reduction by the NFL. Owner Jerry Jones says his team followed the rules before being penalized. A hearing is set for today before arbitrator Stephen Burbank on appeals of the Cowboys and the Redskins, whose cap was reduced by $36 million. The two NFC East teams were penalized for overloading contracts in the 2010 uncapped season despite league warnings. And finally, Brittany Griner, the Baylor basketball star, has broken her right wrist in a longboard accident. Coach Kim Mulkey told the AP that the 6'8" All-American will be in a cast for 4 weeks. The school released no other details. Griner, of course, helped lead the undefeated Bears to a 40-win season and the national championship. She had withdrawn from consideration to play on the U.S. women's basketball team at the London Olympics this summer. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for United Country Real Estate at 756. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, I'm Tom Patterson with United Country Real Estate. While many real estate companies are struggling in the down economy, United Country sales increased 44% in 2011. In fact, we currently have a database of over 350,000 active buyer leads. I can advertise your property to buyers looking for property just like yours. Call me at 703-1863. Or visit uctexas.com. And remember,
no one knows the country like we do.
Right now at Genghis Grill, with the purchase of any bowl, enjoy a free appetizer. Try their amazing new garlic citrus edamame or one of four delectable new appetizers.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Pride Cleaners has the technology to better serve you. Annoying staples on paper tags are a thing of the past. At both locations of Pride Cleaners in Bryan,
Bryan and College Station, they offer a tagless identification system to help you track your garments from start to finish. And you don't have to wait till 5 to check on your clothes, because Pride Cleaners will send you an email notification the moment your clothes are ready. It's never been more convenient to go to the cleaners. Pride Cleaners. Become a fan on Facebook or click pridecleaners.net. Pride Cleaners. Taking pride in how you look.
Best of the Brazos Molly Maid wishes to thank everyone for such a great year. Our home cleaning professionals work hard to provide the best cleaning service in the Brazos Valley. We take care of the baseboards, toilets, kitchen, everything you don't have time for. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, friendly, thorough, and professional. Call Molly Maid today to find out how you can enjoy the best of the Brazos difference. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700, or at mollymaid.com. Please vote for Molly Maid again this year as your favorite cleaning company in the Brazos Valley. We appreciate it.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie class of 97 and a Republican candidate for district attorney. Early voting begins in 4 days, and I'm asking for your vote. With over 11 years' experience as a prosecutor and a defense attorney, I have the unique knowledge and leadership to be your DA. As a husband and father, I'm committed to protecting my family and our community. I'm tough on violent crimes and repeat offenders, but I'm fair in my evaluation of each case.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for district attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith with Auto and Home Mobility here. We understand the importance of having dependable equipment. We don't want you broke down in a parking lot in 100-degree weather. You won't like it. We won't like it. We sell different brands of wheelchair and scooter.
In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY. 82 for a high today, 30% chance of showers. 80% chance of showers tomorrow, and 64 will be our high. 60% chance of rain on Friday night. 70 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama, now in favor of gay marriage.
It really does change everything for us.
And while gay rights activists cheer, conservatives are energized. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
President Obama denies a political calculation in his switch on same-sex marriage. In an interview with Good Morning America's Robin Roberts, he noted this could upset some voters.
We're both practicing Christians, and obviously this position may be considered to put us at odds with the views of others.
But the Obama campaign just released a web video heralding the president's change of heart and attacking Republican Mitt Romney for his position on gay marriage.
But my view is that marriage itself is a relationship between a man and a woman.
Romney, who's been accused of flip-flopping on other issues, says in this case, his position is what it's always been. Dave?
Now, like when the super debt super committee failed, it triggered mandatory spending cuts. But Congress wants to alter that. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, the across-the-board $100 billion in cuts to discretionary spending scheduled to kick in next year hit both the domestic and military sides of the federal government with equal pain. Now, both Republicans and Democrats want to avoid that with targeted cuts, but of course both sides disagree on what to cut. House Republicans have put forth a bill that cuts a lot of social programs. Debate beginning at this hour. A vote later today. Democrats will be voting no. The White House has already threatened a veto if that bill were to reach the president's desk, Dave.
Rich, unemployment just about the same last week. First-time jobless claims, 367,000, a slight drop of 1,000. Syria rocked by two suicide bombs. In the capital, Damascus, at least 55 are dead, 372 wounded. The Olympic torch is now lit. At a ceremony in Greece, the site of the ancient Olympics, the Summer Games will be in London in July. And the 2014 Winter Olympics are in Russia, where their Secret Service says it has foiled an attack to plot at the Games in Sochi. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. This Mother's Day, say thank you, Mom, for all the love she's given you with the brightest gift of all. Name a star after her. It's the gift she'll always cherish. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, the Star Registry will send your mother a beautiful personalized gift, and her new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
If our healthcare system is flatlining, maybe it's time to call in a doctor. And Republican Charles Schwertner, candidate for state senate, happens to be a physician and owner of a local medical clinic. As your next state senator, he'll fight against Obamacare and work hard to protect patient rights from big government intrusion. As a conservative state representative, Dr. Schwertner helped write and pass a balanced state budget without raising taxes. He co-authored Texas' new voter ID law and helped restore local control to our public schools. Dr. Schwertner is endorsed by retiring state senator Steve Ogden, who said his expertise in health care will prove invaluable. Dr. Charles Schwertner, Republican for state senate. Proven conservative leadership, exceptional healthcare expertise.
Local ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentist. We just have a new name. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 71 degrees right now at the studios. High today in the lower 80s and a 30% chance of showers during the day, but that's going to jump up significantly for tonight. We'll tell you more about that after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Texas A&M student who fell asleep may be to blame for a fiery two-vehicle crash near Madisonville Wednesday that killed two people. The accident affected traffic on Highway 21 west of Madisonville for roughly 3 hours. Authorities say the fuel tank was eastbound on 21 when they hit an 18-wheeler in the fuel tank. The truck ignited, killing both people inside. The A&M student is expected to recover. It's a first for Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk, a case involving prostitution where arrangements were made online through a College Station-based website.
They had actually met each other on through a website escort service. He'd gotten a number and contact information and made contact with her, and ultimately she agreed to provide a sexual service for an amount of money, and that's what our deputy interrupted.
The deputy was checking Tuesday night for suspicious activity at the Jockey Lot Flea Market, which has been the site of some recent burglaries. Instead, he came upon a parked pickup. 37-year-old Paul Bohack of Navasota and 22-year-old Katie Green of Bryan were arrested. A search firm's been hired, and a committee has been selected to recruit the next athletic director at Texas A&M. Committee co-chairman Jason Cook says the firm selected has conducted searches at more than 45 institutions nationwide, including five affiliated with the Southeastern Conference.
What the search firm will do will assist us with the identification of potential candidates, and then they will bring those to the search advisory committee, and we will go continue through the process of vetting potential candidates. And ultimately, we will send one or several finalists to the president for consideration.
Cook says President Bowen Lofton's first meeting with the committee is next week. You can read the entire list of committee members online with this story at WTAW.com. Lofton has said before he hopes to have the new AED on campus before the start of the fall semester. For the second time in as many months, the Texas A&M University System has announced a new contract affecting employees' health coverage.
Beginning September 1st, the system's health insurance provider is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas, meaning the Scott and White health plan has been dropped. That follows last month's renegotiated contract for prescription drug coverage. Director of Risk Management Kevin McGinnis says they'll also do more to encourage employee wellness.
We will be evaluating ways to not only encourage healthier behavior through things like exercise programs, some screenings, that sort of thing, but also through encouraging people, trying to find ways to get people engaged with their healthcare provider. Because individuals who are engaged with their healthcare provider, should they have issues, will identify those much sooner than those that are not.
Combined, system officials say that will generate annual savings of more than $8 million. The system will consolidate health insurance into one plan. Now, those currently enrolled in the Scott & White health plan will continue to have access to those physicians and their services. If you have employee-only coverage with Scott & White, you'll see costs reduced by 41%, and those on the current A&M care plan will have a 20% decrease in their monthly premiums. Former A&M System Deputy Chancellor Jake Kimbrough is now employed by two other state agencies. The Department of Public Safety announced last week Kimbrough has been reassigned as a special assistant to the new Juvenile Justice Department. Kimbrough will keep his DPS salary and earn another $147,000 for his additional work. Kimbrough was fired by the A&M system last September, leading him to brandish a pocket knife. He later said he was frustrated by his abrupt dismissal, but wasn't genuinely threatening anyone. U.S. House Speaker John Boehner says his chamber will work to extend the current tax rates. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the wise thing to do is to make the extensions temporary and use the time wisely.
What I would think would be the appropriate solution is to do a short-term extension for a few months, and then while we're in that time period, let's pass comprehensive tax reform. Let's go through and take the tax code out by its roots, throw it away, and start over with a new simplified tax reform system like we proposed in the House budget that we passed back in a couple of months ago.
Flores says if nothing is done, we're looking at a tax increase of roughly $3.9 trillion over 10 years. It isn't clear how such legislation would fare in the Democrat-controlled Senate. WTAW News Time, 810, 71 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
You want your truck to look good when it drives off the lot? Of course you do. And Texas Truck Riggins can keep it looking good. Over time, you know, they've got grill guards. You're going to be taking it out off the road and out into some open country, and you want to make sure the front of it still looks good. They can help you with that. If it's a working truck for you, then obviously you want to keep it as good looking as you possibly can. Texas Truck Riggins can help you with that. But because it's a working truck, you know, want a toolbox in the back, headache rack, Need maybe a bed liner, sidestep. They can do all of that for you at Texas Truck Riggins. Stop in and see them. They're located at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan. Been voted best in the Brazos about 8 years running. We've told you about that kind of boutique they have right there in the middle of the store where ladies can find something for themselves, or guys, you can find something for the lady in your life or get her a gift certificate. But whether it's spray-in bed liners, those headache racks or toolboxes, if you have a diesel, they have diesel chips. So best of everything to make sure that your truck keeps looking good, or you get it looking good, and they'll take care of the rest of it from there. It's Texas Truck Riggins. Again, they're located there on South College. Stop in and see them, and, you know, I bet you will find something that you need to have for your truck.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, with Mother's Day coming up, and of course, being the thoughtful son, it got me thinking. The best gift my mother gave me is probably the gift of reading. So the best gift I could give her may just be the same thing. And at Half Price Books, they have a world of Mother's Day gift surprises. Great books on any subject or hobby your mother loves, plus music and movies, and almost everything's half price or less. And the folks at Half Price Books think the world of both you and your mom. That's why if you decide to get her a $25 gift card and send her on her own treasure hunt, they'll give you a free $5 shopping card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in June. So share Mother's Day with your mom at Half Price Books. Give her the world and get something free for yourself. Hey, mom raised you to be smart and thoughtful. Half Price Books, real books, real music, and really thoughtful gifts. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
Hey, it's 813, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Rely on the Moore family for your investment. That's Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. Or go to moorefeed.com.
Some sunshine to start today, but clouds will increase during the day, and we could see a shower or thunderstorm before the day is done. Highs today near 80. There's the chance of some showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they could be strong in the morning, high 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms diminishing tomorrow night near 60. Occasional sun, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, we got Jethro Trivia, you know, today. We promised we'd do that, and I don't know, did we promise we'd do it this hour?
Actually, it was last half hour.
Yeah, we did.
You're also going to tell us something else last half hour that you didn't do, so epic failure continues.
What was that? What was I going to tell you?
I can't remember now. I'll have to go back to the tape. But
okay. All right, so we'll do Jethro. But first, you know, we'll turn Tom's mic up. There we go.
That's cool.
We live in a time when technology is just tremendous. You know how fast everything can move now I was talking to somebody the other day about Bank of America. Remember they were going to charge $5 for an ATM fee? And before you knew it, you know, just everybody was going crazy about that and angry about it, and they backed off. So pop culture moves things along, and I think we saw last week, was it bobblehead dolls that you could make after superheroes, right? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, no, it was put your face on a superhero.
That's what it was. Well, we have a new one of those, and we'll do that one for you in a minute. But first, we're going to have Alan play. Have you played Chester?
I have, yeah.
That's right. Okay, all right. So,
he's a veteran.
I think we're running out of people who haven't played.
Well, another reason to come on. Jay Kimbrough's never played Jethro Trivia with us.
No, right.
Neither is he in the studio?
No, he's not.
No, neither is Tom Cruise, Queen Elizabeth.
The president has never played Jethro Trivia with us.
Yeah, you know.
Speaking of, I believe
Bill Flores has never played Jethro Trivia.
You know, I almost did that.
He'd probably do it, too.
Yeah, I think he would.
That's right.
Yeah, he'd probably do it.
That's right.
Anyway, but today, Alan Brugman, continuing player here on Jethro Trivia. It is once again, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Fun to play, no wagering. It's multiple choice. Today, the Pentagon.
Oh, serious business.
Yeah. Reports suggest that the Pentagon recently refused to cooperate with whom? Was it A, the Canadian Defense Ministry, B, the Obama administration, C, the Mexican Army, or D, the Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes? Alan, we'll let you answer first. Is it A, the Canadian Defense Ministry, B, the Obama administration, C, the Mexican Army, or D, the Avengers, the Earth's Mightiest Heroes?
You know, I'm tempted to pick D just because it sounds fun.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, go with it, Alan.
Hey, Alan, we're all about fun quite often.
That's right.
Okay,
just
on occasion.
I'm going to go with A.
He's going to A with the Canadian Defense Ministry.
Yeah, that's what I was going to pick too. Okay, just to be different, I'll be the guy that goes with D.
Oh, wait. Nice. Yeah, because you really wanted to pick
D.
Yeah.
See, I was going to be that guy. I'll go with C, Mexico.
Okay, well, actually, Tom gets to be that guy today. That's right. The Pentagon refused to cooperate with Marvel Studios on the smash hit film because, the story was too unrealistic.
That's not real?
And paying how much for a toilet seat at the Pentagon is realistic?
You're going to talk to us about unrealistic, huh? Pentagon's Hollywood liaison said we couldn't reconcile the unreality of this international organization and our place in it.
Hey, wait. Are you describing the Avengers or the United Nations?
Yeah, really? So there you go. So that's the answer there. Okay, now to go back to popular culture and how fast they change things. Who is the icon, the face, the image that is burned into your retinas from the last week? Can you think of it? Who would it be? I believe Chase went to look at the picture and said,
oh, the tan mom.
She looks like an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, the tan. Yeah, she's not tan. She's
bronzed.
She's bronzed.
The super bronzed New Jersey mom now has inspired a tanotrexic action figure. I guess that's tan and anorexic together.
Oh, tanorexic?
Yeah, tanorexic. Okay. Comes complete with a black pantsuit, blonde hair, and a face that appears to be seven times more orange than the hands. HeroBuilders.com has released the doll, did it earlier this week, jumping on the news, of course, of Patricia Krenzel. She's now banned, by the way, from several New Jersey tanning salons. You can have your own doll for only $29.95. Tanorexic. Well, it's just a doll, though. It's not an action figure, I guess. Or is it an action figure? I mean, would you consider that? What action would she do? Other than
burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lay her down and put a 300-watt light bulb over her. Yeah. What are you doing? I'm touching up my tan.
Mm-hmm.
In the male version, is called John Boehner, but never mind.
All
right. Alan's here this morning from the city of Bryan. What you got for us today?
All right. I've got my BlackBerry.
Wait, guys, we found a guy with a BlackBerry. There is somebody with a BlackBerry. Okay.
Listen, the city of Bryan is holding on to this.
Okay. There you go.
We still use issued BlackBerries.
Cool.
Okay. So speaking of a good way to tan if you're banned from tanning beds is by taking some swimming lessons at the Bryan Aquatic Center.
Sure.
So those have been opened up for registration since, I guess it was a couple weekends ago. But the first session starts June 4th, and these last a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And basically, there's five different sessions, and there's seven different time slots in each of these sessions. So, I don't know. There's a lot of opportunities.
Chances,
to have a swimming lesson.
You bet.
And you can take as many of these as you want to. The morning times are offered at 8, 9, 10, and 11 a.m., and that's at the Bryan Aquatic Center. And then Haswell has the evening times, and that's 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30. All the swimming lessons are $35 per session for a Bryan resident, $45 if you live anywhere else in the world. You can come to Bryan and take swimming lessons.
Okay.
Ages are not an option, are not a problem for anybody.
You must have some age, but it's not a problem.
Option was a little bit of a misspeak there. We do have water babies classes as well, and that's from 6 months to 3 years old. And so that's the little babies can get in the pool and splash around. Parents are required in that class. So for more information, you can call 209-5222 or just drop by the Aquatic Center. It's right there behind the Bryan Super Walmart for more information, and they'll get you signed up. From pools to the cemetery, don't have a segue for that one. We've got our annual city cemetery work day. It's this Saturday, May 12th. Of course, the city cemetery is South Texas. It's the technical address, but it's kind of north.
It really is, up near 21.
Correct. 1111 South Texas Avenue is the address. But this is where we just ask for volunteers to come out and beautify the cemetery. We provide some topsoil and some other things that'll help you get going, but we do ask that you bring a hand tool, and they're also going to have a potluck lunch. So if you've got, a good dish that you want to bring, be sure to bring that, and they'll have a lunch there. The whole thing runs from 9 to 2, I believe, 10 to 2, something like that, middle of the day. So show up to the city cemetery on this Saturday, and help out to beautify that area. Also wanted to mention, with the summer, Parks and Rec is getting busy, and we've got Camp Hero. We've got two different summer camps. One's Camp Hero. The other one's the Summer Parks program. Camp Hero is ideal for those parents who have no clue what to do with their children during the summer once they're out of school. This is from May 29th all the way through August 10th. So it covers pretty much the entire summer break from 7:30 to 6 p.m. It costs $100 per week for the first child, $90 a week for extra children. They're going to be doing all sorts of stuff. Camp Hero teaches them skills and athletic ability, everything. HERO is an acronym, and I don't know what it stands for.
Okay.
But it's all about learning good things. This is for ages 5 to 12. So if you've got a school-age kid that's not a teenager, then they'll take them there. They host it at Bowen Elementary.
Okay.
The Summer Parks program is an afternoon thing. That's completely free. You just drop your kid off at the park. You do have to register for that so they know who to keep up with, so that makes sense. Something else that's coming up on May 21st is the Summer Reading Program registration. We'll probably talk about that more at length next week, but the registration starts the 21st. That's a summer reading where you sign up and you read. Kids commit to reading a certain amount of books the whole summer, and they get prizes, et cetera. Of course, there's all sorts of free stuff going on at the libraries during the summer months, but we'll try to get somebody from the library in here next week and
Great.
Talk more about that.
All right. Sounds like a deal. Thank you, man. I appreciate
sure thing.
It.
Thank
That's
you.
Alan Brugman from the City of Bryan. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. And our community segment is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. If you have cataract or need other vision correction, call today 776-7564.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
For 18 years, Stepping Stone School has been here in the Brazos Valley. They've got a campus over there off University Oaks and always provided top-notch early care and education. Now, a second location will bring the same thing to South College Station. It'll be located at 205 Rock Prairie Road, right near the Welburn intersection. And they invite you over to have a look at their facility. They're going to have an open house this Saturday from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And there you'll get an opportunity to sign up. If you enroll right then, you can sign up and automatically be entered into a drawing for 6 months free tuition at Stepping Stone. It's a curriculum that's been around for 34 years. It is a standard. You'll find a great opportunity for your kiddos to interact and have a great time talking to degreed teachers, focusing on developing the entire child. Their playgrounds have a kid-friendly turf on it as well. It's a great environment for your kiddos. So, Stepping Stone School, that's done child care academies for infants all the way up through school-age kids, again, in Bryan College Station for 18 years, with their second campus opening up. Now, the campus itself will open on June the 4th, but this Saturday, your chance to go in, have a look around, and see. Now, remember, this is your last opportunity to pre-enroll. Space is limited. So if you want to go in and see them in person, this is the chance to do it. They've also got a website, steppingstoneschool.com. Again, the open house, though, Saturday from 10 in the morning until 1, 205 Rock Prairie Road, right near the intersection with Welburn.
Fewer workers join the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a small improvement last week in the number of workers applying for unemployment benefits for the first time. The Labor Department counted 367,000 first-time jobless claims nationwide, 1,000 fewer than the week before. Another report from Washington says the nation's trade gap widened in March. American exports hit a record for the month, but the improvement was offset by a wave of oil imports and Chinese goods. Stock market futures are pointing higher ahead of the Thursday session on Wall Street. Among the stocks to listen for, Cisco Systems, Priceline.com, and Kohl's Department Stores. The three companies posted stronger than expected quarterly earnings, but issued cautious outlooks. FedEx will expand its presence in Europe by buying a French delivery company. FedEx agreed to buy the privately held firm Tatex, which handles about 19 million packages each year. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Make a call to the folks at Intercon, 823-3639. They'll come out. They'll have a look at your windows and let you know you can repair them or replace them, whatever you want to do. They'll give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There is never any high pressure with Intercon. Reason is they've got a good product, they've got a fair price, and they've been around for a long, long time, got hundreds of valued customers who'll be more than happy to give you good experience stories about Intercon. And because they are a locally owned company, the people who do the installations are local people. They live here. And I mention that because if you go to a big box store, they have installation crews which do that work. Maybe be from around here, may not be. So you know that you've got your neighbors doing work for you when you deal with Intercon. And Oscar and Brad Beard put a lot of windows in, like I say, and they have a great product at a fair price. So if you weren't happy with your utility bill last year, windows are part of the equation. You know which windows probably in your home aren't doing the job. Let Intercon come in and show you what they can do to replace them and make your dollars be spent more wisely. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Bryan College Station's 2012 American Heart Association Go Red for Women Luncheon is an afternoon of inspiration, education, fundraising, and fun. It promises to be a roaring good time as guests enjoy the words of keynote speaker Tammy Whitehurst. Tickets are $50. The luncheon is at 11:30 on Thursday, May 17th at the Hilton in College Station. Don't miss this delicious meal and silent personality auction. For more info or to sponsor a table, call 979-571-1607. Make it your mission to fight heart disease by calling 979-571-1607.
I took my love and I took it down.
That's Brazos Valley Troop, and the play is called Gleeked, and it's two shows, and it's coming up Saturday only at Rudder Forum over at Texas A&M. And this is Brazos Valley Troop, the organization that M.A. Sterling heads up, and it's a lot of talented youth from right here in the Brazos Valley. Who are they? Well, here's some of the kids.
Skylar Roberts, A&M Consolidated High.
Hannah Smith, A&M Consolidated.
Ann Finch, A&M Consolidated.
Sarah Britton, Bryan High School.
Mary Kate Walker, Bryan High School.
Jamie Adams, Rudder High School.
Evan Bennigson, A&M Consolidated.
M.A. Sterling is taking this show, Gleek, to the Rudder Forum, and he's pretty excited about that. He says that it's his old stomping ground.
It's kind of cool, too, because it's referred to as the old stomping grounds when I was an Aggie players and stuff, and it's really cool to be back there with the kids and have been able to share that venue where I first started, really, and sort of have some fun there with them and stuff.
Gleeked is about them. Yeah, it's about Brazos Valley Troop and putting together a show, kind of a show within a show. Some of these kids.
Haley Gallego, Jane Long.
Susie LaBeouf, A&M Consolidated Middle School.
Grace Manuel, A&M Consolidated Middle School.
Eric Manuel, A&M Consolidated High School.
Lenore Castro, A&M Consolidated Middle School.
Kelly Cooks, Homeschool.
Riley Brown, Homeschooled.
Gleeked is a work that actually was first produced at the nonprofit theater conference. M.A. Sterling talks about that this is a true effort of the kids.
Yeah, and it's not the first time they've done or written a show. It's probably the fifth or sixth time, but it's probably since Rock and Rollville and the Princess Part of Disney when they did one of the biggest ones. And they've had, I mean, the energy and enthusiasm has just been incredible since we started. And they've been up to, and I've asked them every time we get together, take it up another notch and at another level, and they've done it.
One of the shows that old Neil Diamond hit. Yeah, Sweet Caroline.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Whoa, Sweet Caroline.
We'll talk more about Gleeked. Again, it'll be 3 o'clock and 7:30 coming up on Saturday, and we'll tell you how you can get your tickets, too. It's Gleeked at the Rudder Forum. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
I've never seen so good.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 71 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today with a high in the lower 80s. This final news update for the morning brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. Locally and family owned for five generations, CallawayJones.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Employees in the Texas A&M System Health Insurance Program will pay less starting September 1st, but that also means the system's long relationship with the Scott & White Health Plan is history. Officials have announced a new contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. Those on the current employee-only A&M care plan will have a 20% decrease in their monthly premiums. Director of Risk Management Kevin McGinnis says those now enrolled in the Scott & White health plan will be moved.
Scott & White members will have a slightly higher deductible, be $700 instead of $350, but they will continue to be accessed all the care here locally that is provided by Scott & White. We'll continue to see their same physicians if they so choose, but we'll also have access to a broader network. The plan design will stay consistent for those who are in Blue Cross and have been in Blue Cross.
The employee-only premium for those moving from Scott & White will be reduced by 41%. The system expects combined savings from the new health insurance contract and last month's renegotiated prescription drug deal to be about $8 million. The process of choosing the next athletic director at A&M will include an 11-member search committee at a search firm that's assisted selecting the last two NCAA presidents. Committee co-chairman Jason Cook says A&M President Bowen Lofton plans to have his first meeting with the search committee next week.
Given the level of importance of this position for Texas A&M, the president, I'm certain, will give us a strong charge to find the best candidate available for Texas A&M. We have a very wide-ranging viewpoints and experiences on the search advisory committee, and that's exactly what we would want to identify a position of this level and caliber.
The search committee also includes head softball coach Joe Evans and two professors who are on the athletics council. Lofton previously indicated he wants the new AD on campus before the start of football season. Two people are dead in a fiery two-vehicle crash on Highway 21 west of Madisonville Wednesday. Authorities say a Texas A&M student was eastbound on 21 when they crossed into oncoming traffic and hit an 18-wheeler in the fuel tank. The truck caught fire, killing the two people inside. The student is expected to recover. Traffic on Highway 21 was affected for roughly 3 hours. Allegations of online prostitution through a website based in College Station led to a pair of arrests this week.
In this particular case, they agreed to meet after being contacted from information gained from that website. And then he solicited the prostitution and she provided it.
Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says a deputy south of College Station checking the Jockey Lot flea market for burglars instead found the two in a parked pickup truck. 22-year-old Katie Green of Bryan and 37-year-old Paul Bohack of Navasota were arrested. Fired last September by the A&M system and the subject of a police report after he took out a pocket knife, Jay Kimbrough is now working for two other state agencies. Kimbrough was initially hired earlier this year as second in command at the Department of Public Safety. This week, DPS officials announced Kimbrough has become a special assistant to the new Juvenile Justice Department. He'll be paid more than $147,000 for that job, but also stay on the payroll at DPS. New numbers about the economic impact of the Eagle Ford oil and gas fields being developed southeast of San Antonio are getting a lot of attention.
Officials have crunched the numbers and project the Eagle Ford will create 117,000 new jobs and have an annual economic impact of $90 billion by 2021. Lead researcher Thomas Tunstall says the Eagle Ford could turn out to be the largest oil field ever discovered in the lower 48.
It's really incredible, the production numbers. They're growing in an exponential fashion in the Eagle Ford area, and I think it surprised not only me, but a lot of people.
47,000 full-time jobs are currently supported by the Eagle Ford, which has become one of the leading economic engines in the state. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Federal lawmakers have proposed making the victims of the 2009 Fort Hood shooting rampage eligible for the Purple Heart. A bill introduced in Congress would remove the distinction between international and domestic terrorism, making any military victims of terrorist attacks in the U.S. eligible for the award. It's now awarded only to troops attacked in a combat zone. Some members of the Texas delegation already proposed allowing Fort Hood victims to receive the same benefits as those killed or wounded in combat.
And if federal lawmakers do nothing, lower tax rates will soon expire, meaning a large tax increase.
If we do nothing, then the economy will be subject to the biggest tax increase that's ever hit. It'll be about $3.9 trillion over 10 years.
What Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan wants to see is an extension of the current tax rates on an interim basis. Flores says Congress should then use that time to fundamentally change the tax code.
It would be hugely stimulative to the economy because it would just... It would, our businesses and individuals would have the certainty that they need that they don't have right now.
It isn't known how legislation to extend the tax cuts or to rewrite the tax code would perform in the Democrat-controlled Senate. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 72 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Callaway Jones. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Nguyen.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they look to the individual family plan for maybe a lower premium with equal value.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4300 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations to see all the new items that Kent ordered at show. That's right, all the new items that Kent ordered while at show have arrived. Lots and lots of new. New pieces, new builders, new books to view. Lots and lots of new. Beautiful new tables and chairs and lots more. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office. Pick from a large selection in the store or have them custom built the way you want them. These exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that'll give you years of enjoyment. New furniture has arrived, so stop by today and see all the new pieces that Kent ordered at show. Amish Furniture for Generations on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Hey, it's 840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Well, we're certainly not experiencing as much dry weather as we were at this time last year. We've got the forecast today calling for sun to give way to clouds and some showers and thunderstorms to pop up before the day is done. 80 showers and thunderstorms tonight, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they could be heavy tomorrow morning, 75 to 80. Storms are gone tomorrow night, lows near 60. Occasional sun Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Now it's time for Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah.
With Alistair Cook.
You know it. You do snooty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you are.
Made a little Vivaldi in there this morning. We hadn't played any of that.
Vivaldi?
Yeah.
I know Vivaldi.
Yeah.
I've said that on radio spots.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There you are. Not what you'd call your workout music, but it's Thursday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's our chamber music.
Yeah, I just thought this was apropos for the next story.
Oh.
Science has created a fake leaf. A fake leaf.
Was there a high demand?
Yes.
Oh, why?
It's being called a milestone in the drive for sustainable energy.
Oh.
You see, the artificial leaf mimics the process of photosynthesis that green plants do to convert water and sunlight into energy. The leaf has a sunlight collector sandwiched between... Well, sandwiched between... I don't think the scientist said, it's sandwiched in there yeah. between the two films that generate oxygen and hydrogen gas. When dropped in a jar of water that was kept on funkin' water... No. When
second reference this week.
That's right. When dropped in a jar of water in the sunlight, then the oxygen just starts to bubble out of there. The hydrogen just starts to bubble out of
there. So it effervesces.
It does. And, of course, those fuel cells can be used to make electricity. The idea isn't new, but what makes this design so promising is how cheap it is to produce. Earlier, devices were made from rare ingredients like platinum, and that would make these cost prohibitive. This new little fella, made from inexpensive materials and employs low-cost engineering and manufacturing processes. Plus, they're made in China and India, so it's really...
Yeah, really.
So anyway,
now, as long as they're getting cheap oil, they're not going anywhere.
That's right. So what do you line up mason jars full of water and put these little things in them on your front porch? Yes, is that how this works?
It's the fuel for your car.
Golly! Yeah, and that's enough to power the nightlight there in the hallway Susie's bedroom. Oh, anyway, so we're supposed to be all excited about... Boy, that was really a downer.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thought we'd put a little music behind that so we'd get excited about that.
Have to pipe in some AC/DC to get that out of my system.
Lakeland, Florida is known for its swans, and at least one thief has taken a liking to the swan eggs. Now, these things, they've got 20 eggs that are missing in two lakes.
Oh, my.
They're worth $150 a piece on the black market.
Really? For a swamlet? You're welcome. I lost him. I lost him on a swamlet.
I was going to say a swan egg omelet, but you already had shorthand for it. Yep.
It's efficiency, my friend. Yeah. Efficiency.
I'd like a Denver swamlet, please.
Yeah. That's right.
Side of toast. Slightly buttered.
Anyway, the swans were relocated to Lake Morton so officials could keep an eye on the remaining eggs. Officials often find a broken swan egg or two around area lakes, but this time they believe vandals are to blame.
No, not vandals.
I wonder what makes swan eggs so valuable.
Don't know. I was just going to type into my Martha Stewart website, swan egg recipes.
Swamlet!
Well, no, if it were just swags.
Oh.
I just call them swags, which would be swan eggs. And see if they had any other recipes in case you didn't want.
Why are swan eggs so expensive?
If only there were a way. Because there aren't as many swans as there are chickens.
According to the website, can't make this stuff up, backyardchickens.com. Yeah. Apparently, swans won't start to take an interest in each other, if you catch my drift,
okay,
until they're at least 3 years old.
Well,
they take a higher
date before then anyway.
And hopefully they're married. They take a higher protein.
Well, they can't get the keys until they're two.
Right. They take a higher protein feed, and they should have lots of greens as well. So,
yeah,
there you are.
This would be the website
backyardchickens.com.
Yeah. Do they have a homepage? What's their mission statement? Do they have a mission statement?
I don't know. I'm still trying to find out why. Apparently, it's for chicken breeders, chicken lovers.
Chicken huggers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, most people I reckon who have yard chickens don't have St. Augustine.
No.
That wouldn't work.
Probably not.
Would it?
Wouldn't peck very well.
No. And trying to scratch?
Yeah.
Trying to scratch out St. Augustine. Okay. Philadelphia.
Might pull a claw out of me.
That's what I mean.
All those
yeah.
runners and everything. So.
Philadelphia City Councilman Jim Kenney has a staff of 10 to help him with a payroll that costs taxpayers there in Philadelphia $654,000. And he has a communications consultant on a $30,000 contract also charged to taxpayers. That's still not enough, though, Jim has hired a company to post his Twitter and Facebook accounts for him at a cost of $28,000.
Of course.
Jim's age 53, doesn't have the knowledge to tackle social media, and needs the service to, quote, communicate with a group of folks who are not necessarily in my age group, end quote. Again, that sounds to me like he's spending about $58,000 then between his consultant and the people. Okay, so does he call the people to tweet for him? Is that how that works? Put a tweet out there.
Probably emails them, which
Sure, that's probably right. Gets an assistant to call them so that they can tweet. All right, here you go.
Know, if that dummy would just learn, I mean, there are programs out there that will allow you to, I mean, within one fell swoop, you can type it up, press post, and it will post to both Twitter and Facebook at the same time. Okay, you're welcome, councilman. I'll only charge you, let's say, $15,000 for
that. Yeah, just for that little one right there. Yeah, exactly. All right, so if you know anybody who's retiring this year, here's a number you can lay on them. Tell them it's going to take them $240,000 on hand for your health care expenses. That, according to Fidelity Investments' latest annual projection.
That's pleasant.
Yep, that's up about 4% from last year. And they call that a fairly modest increase. To give you a long-term view of where this might be going, 10 years ago in 2002, which, again, doesn't sound like 10 years ago, the estimate was $160,000. Again, that number I just gave you is $240,000. That's an annual increase of about 6%.
So that's $80,000 every 10 years.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, it'll double by the time I'm old enough to retire.
Yeah, you'll be,
So I got that to look forward to.
Excuse me, that's if the rate of growth continues at
this
level.
Correct.
The rate of growth could go up and get you even faster. The calculation is based.
No. Because we're going to have it all taken care of.
You know, you're right. That's exactly right. All you'll have to do is get born. You get born and you're took care of, all right? They'll get you the clothes that you need to wear, the food that you need to eat.
With any luck, by the time my children start having children, if I allow them to do that, they will...
Allow them to live long enough to do that.
Right.
Allow them to do that.
Well, allow them out of the house.
Where are you going to be camping out?
Allow them to have children.
Yeah.
So, with any luck, what will happen then is not only will you be taken care of from the word go, you'll be taken care of by a village because, let us not forget, it does take a village to raise a child. And so hopefully it will just be someone else to come in and just take that child. And that way, you can occasionally visit your children. You can, find out when their cute stages are during the day because, it varies. It varies per child and time of day. And go visit them then. And then when they're at their unpleasant stages of the day, you turn them over to someone in the village. Sure. And that way they're not your problem anymore.
Can we say neighborhood or does it have to be a village?
I think it has to be a village, Scott. Village. A village
that's what
sounds,
it takes, Scott.
It sounds so much more
bucolic.
Colloquial.
That's sure. Why not? Okay, here's the other story I had promised you last hour that I didn't do. Chicago, a controversial statue.
That's what it was.
Is being dismantled.
Why?
Now, imagine, how many times do we hear about these pieces of art that are offensive to people?
Right.
And so you want to take them down so that small children don't see them and whatever reason you might feel somehow that it's offensive to you. The statue is a statue depicting Marilyn Monroe with her dress blowing up around her waist. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Oh, so it's gone, huh?
Well, they're dismantling it right now. I don't know if I've ever seen that. I mean, they certainly have a lot of outside art there. But anyway, that's what you'd call a controversial statue, just so you know. And, we'll save that. We have some entertainment news for you this morning.
Oh, good, because I need a little extra here. I'm looking right now. It seems to be dry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
An Austrian artist has created a pedal-powered Ferrari. Pedal-powered Ferrari.
It only cost you $190,000.
Yeah. Hans Leininger's creation basically is a Ferrari on the outside, a bicycle on the inside. It's made from a combination of plastic and lightweight steel. Weighs under 220 pounds. It's switchable between 11 gears. He says the car bike, if you will, moves silently with its weightless elegance of a butterfly. Well, no, it weighs 220 pounds, hardly weightless. But it's eco-friendly, guys. Currently on display at the automotive exhibit in Austria. I guess he'll be out selling ice cream cones off of it soon. It's 8:51.
Hi, Genghis Khan. Rumor has it some of you may be in a snit about an unladylike phrase I used in a recent TV ad for Genghis Grill. If I ruffled feathers, my regrets. To kiss and make up, I'm extending my 2-for-20 offer. Get two bowls and a free appetizer or dessert for only $20. Just tell your server a more respectful Genghis Khan sent you. Come, build your own bowl from over 80 delicious fresh ingredients that our grill masters stir-fry to perfection. Seize control. Build your own bowl at Genghis Grill.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. This Mother's Day, say thank you, Mom, for all the love she's given you with the brightest gift of all. Name a star after her. It's the gift she'll always cherish. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, the Star Registry will send your mother a beautiful personalized gift, and her new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
All right, just want to keep you up to date on that Bobby Petrino motorcycle. $5,300, the current bid, $5,300.
Makes you wonder if someone from a rival school is in the running for that.
Oh, man. Think about that. Arkansas State, maybe? Anything? I don't know
exactly what I call a rival to Arkansas. Yeah. But
today's. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this on the air.
On the air?
Yeah, I was going to text you, but it's too much trouble.
Max of effort. Yeah. Because he doesn't have theory.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I don't.
I don't have theory.
No, I got talk to text, though.
How well I know.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. On his...
I mean, does it misspell real bad?
Oh, no. It's not.
It does, I got a brother-in-law that does that, and I just got to decipher, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know that it misspells as badly as Scott just fails at getting the message across.
That's right.
That's right.
You want to hear about the show or not? On History Tonight at 10 o'clock, it's called the United Stats of America.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And it's the statistical thing. Just thought you'd enjoy that.
Oh, okay.
I mentioned that to tell you this, that our stat of the day is nearly 40% of the NYC 911 calls are butt dials.
How many? 40%?
Yep. Out of 10.4 million calls to 911 in 2010. Two-fifths of the calls were butt dials.
Who can butt dial anymore? I mean, you know.
Oh, I do all the time.
Well, it's because you have a...
You
have a gas-powered BlackBerry.
You mean the iPhone doesn't butt dial?
You have to slide your finger across to unlock the screen.
Oh. Well, that's same enough. Thing that's with,
same thing with
with
Androids.
Devices. Wait, a step you don't want to mess with?
Yeah, sliding my finger across the screen.
Yeah, speaking of smacking of effort.
Yeah. I'd like to make the call, but okay, I don't be having to slide a finger.
So it's impossible for your butt to slide across the screen? I mean, or your pocket or something like that?
Right. It's difficult.
I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's pretty difficult to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, one more reason for you at least to think about joining the 21st century. You know, think you want to try that, let us know, all right?
It's the most fun. Coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Have the most fun.
fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Beach Water Park on South Padre Island. Enjoy a 15-acre tropical water park paradise filled with uphill water coasters, fun slides, a huge surfing wave, and an adventure river that floats you from ride to ride without ever having to get out of your tube. Sip a cool drink in a heated pool, relax in the shade under our giant palapas, and sample great seafood at the Shrimp House restaurant. Plus, at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. And you can even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
When buying or selling a home, you need an advisor you can trust. Welcome to Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. Built on a brand that's been an American icon for more than 80 years, our heritage has attracted a wealth of seasoned professionals ready to partner with you every step of the way. At Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, we're passionate about homeownership and dedicated to creating exceptional real estate experiences. Visit us online at bhgpreferredliving.com or in the Big White House on Barron Road.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Finally this morning, the story of 32-year-old Chris Smart. Chris lives in England.
Is he not very?
No, he is.
Oh,
I
he is?
Think he has a dream car. How many of us have a dream car?
Oh, yeah.
His dream car, 1962 Ferrari GTO. He can't afford one.
Little GTO?
No, it's a 62 Ferrari GTO. Oh. So what he did is he drew a three-dimensional picture of it on his garage door. Yeah! People drive by and
Poser.
See it, they stop. Yeah, well, they said for some reason they also included a Harry Potter broom and a bucket of KFC chicken. But no famous bowl.
Yeah, he's just weird.
I think so. All right, on this date in history.
Love this part.
Yeah, you've seen the picture before where the Golden Spike was driven in at Promontory Summit.
Promontory Point.
Yeah, okay. 1869, this is the day. And in 1954... Bill Haley and the Comets released Rock Around the Clock, the first rock and roll record to reach number one in the charts.
Man had a curly Q on his head.
You got a minute, W.
There you go. We got a minute.
I'm ready to go.
I got a whole other show to do.
The judges are saying that Joshua Ledet is the best ever on American Idol. Randy Jackson said Ledet's version of It's a Man's World was the best on any singing show ever. Steven Tyler agreed. Ellen DeGeneres ranked second on Out Magazine's annual Power 50 list.